yours. Tomorrow's News Today.
Oh, God, I'm scared now. These people really think, like, threatening me scares me. You don't know. I didn't already know this. It's why I'm coming after you. I'm a warrior. I come from good people that built this country. You're not dealing with all the trash and scum you come from. You're dealing with a Texan, bitch. And there's still some of us left. And we crush snakes under our heels. You got the tiger by the tail. You've got the problem. I am the detonator of the revolution you see around you, and you know it. And my work has just begun. So fill your hand.
Fill your hand, you son of a bitch.
You want a war? You got a war. You've been attacking me and been enjoying yourself in your arrogant perks that you're part of the power structure, Invincible. You are scum. You are losers. You are retarded gremlins that fed on this country when she was asleep. Well, she ain't asleep now, bitch. So let me tell you about the real mafia of populism. Let me tell you about real power that comes from real people with real guts and real bones and real morals. If you think hurting and attacking people like me and the American people that are now awake will make us go away, please continue, and you will continue to find out.
We've only begun to fight. And like a boa constrictor, we're wrapped around them, and they think they got us, we got them. And we're just squeezing and squeezing.
And we get stronger and you get weaker. So you just believe your little MSNBC bubble. You just stay in your little bubble. You just wear your little virtual reality goggles and just live in your little fantasy land all you want.
But while you're doing that, we are moving. And we've just begun to move. And if you think you're in trouble now, you haven't even begun to run into the next wave that gets here in about a year. You think you can discredit, remove Trump, and stop us? That's hilarious. You think you can take our purity and get us to attack Trump and get him out of the way for you? That's a symbol of how good we are and how strong we are. Now we're not going away. You see our purity as weakness. No, it's our strength. Congress. And of course, there's endless Epstein files forever. Because there's always more investigations and more court cases and more tranches of files and grand jury information. But the public, it's the files, the list. The customer list, when what it is a giant CIA, Mossad, State Department money laundering operation. And even Mike Benz, who's a great researcher, and you know, has worked for the administration, has access to a lot of that stuff, says, oh yeah, they need to classify everything at the State Department about him and you'll be blown away. He was CIA, folks, not just Mossad. And that's why Trump has done all this and really hurt himself, the American people. Meanwhile, every file that comes out, it's all the Democrats being bad. But it doesn't matter because Trump joined himself to saying, oh, just move along. And I understand why he did it. I don't agree with it, but I understand the logic. And I predicted the disaster it would cause. Big developments on that front, so much more. Saudi Crown Prince visiting the White House. And, wow, a lot of great stuff Trump's doing. Stay with us. This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday. That's 3.5 days. to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra, Methylene, Blue, and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is close to being shut down. They have a state receiver. Said it'd be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Show's network, and we'll continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend. Special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, a few weeks ago, we had one of the biggest internet outages in history. With all the connectivity, that means all sorts of infrastructure. Well, now there's been an even bigger one. These are both two of the biggest in history. Internet crashes again. Cloudflare outage. Unusual traffic spike. Hack? Yeah, you think so? Internet crashes again. Cloudflare outage. Unusual traffic spike. A hack? Question mark? And this is just becoming more and more of a regular occurrence. We're putting more and more of our infrastructure into automated internet-controlled systems and AI-controlled systems to the point of where humans won't even know how to operate machinery or do anything or farm or even wipe our own butts, which is planned obsolescence. We're being phased out. And that's really the larger 35,000-foot view that we should be talking about more here on air. I mean, we've trailblazed here on the broadcast with our guests and information the last 30-plus years, warning about the technocracy and the globalists wishing to replace us with machines, and now there are public admissions of it everywhere. But this isn't something off in the distance. Like you hear a train somewhere way off in the distance. You're not even sure if it's, you know, coming down the railroad track that's by your house. But you know when you hear it close up and then it turns the bend and it's nighttime and you see the light on the front of the train. Well, now the technocracy is 20 feet away from us. And we're tied to the railroad tracks. And the technocrats are tied down with us. And they built the system to make us obsolete. They built it to dumb us down. They built it to replace us. They say they have. The vast majority of them, in endless statements in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, the WEF, the Silicon Valley meetings, they've really written off humanity, most of them, other than Elon Musk and his little configuration of tech people. And I'm not saying it's little in its power, but I mean, there's not many of them. And even, you know, Elon himself is at the forefront of the technology. He's warning about it, though, and in the areas he's all involved, deploying it in a pro-human direction to a great extent. I mean, do you like X better than Twitter? You know, you like Trump better than Kamala? You like Elon helping ram the issue of the West depopulating itself, collapsing to the forefront, and now major government initiatives being passed to pay Westerners to have children, and it's actually starting to work? No, Elon Musk has moved the needle for Team Humanity. And that's what I look at. Is Trump moving the needle in general in a pro-human, pro-family, pro-freedom, pro-capitalist, pro-expansionist system? And absolutely. Do I agree with every angle of what he says and does? No, of course not. is a very complex person, a lot of complex information. And I'm sure sometimes when I have a different policy idea than Trump, I'm sure somewhere, sometime I was wrong. But not many times. And this whole fighting with Thomas Massie and fighting with MTG and all of that is only going to drive a wedge into the MAGA movement when we need maximum focus and unity on exposing the Democrats and dismantling the deep state and getting the massive tax cuts in that have happened and securing the border and continuing that and stopping the wars and stopping the electronic voting machine fraud, the mail-in ballots. I mean, we've got a big job to do. But the job of being slaves under the globalists is way worse than taking action now. But people love a fight. People love a soap opera, and that's where we are. But when I talk about this Epstein thing first, and I'm not going to spend much time on it, I'm going to move on. There's a lot here. It's a big guest today. I'll tell you about it in a moment. This issue of Epstein, you know, I call it a skeleton key. It opens every door. Or look through the keyhole. You can see the wider thing on the other side, or the Rosetta Stone, where they could finally decode the Egyptian hieroglyphs. So they didn't know what it meant until they got it. There are certain issues that when you really understand them, then you understand the wider systems that surround it. And remember when Trump first got in and he said, yeah, we can prosecute Hillary, but I'm just going to move on. She's out of power. Obama's out of power. We're just going to save the economy in the country and bring our culture back. And we're just not going to fight them. We're going to ignore them. Well, that's a high road, but they had people inside the government. They ran all the criminal operations against you. They tried to get you killed, tried to put your main supporters in prison, and did in many cases. So, see, sorry, you want to be nice. You want to take the high road. That's not how this works, okay? And so it's the same thing. Now, this time he said, no, we're going to throw all your asses in prison. And now he's in there telling the DOJ publicly and privately. He's like, no, get them. We have all the evidence. Tulsi Gabbard's delivered it all. And so he's kind of like a guy who's paralyzed from the neck down, where so much of what he wants to get done, he can't because he doesn't have the manpower and doesn't have the people that will actually execute what he's saying, because they're just swallowed up by the bureaucracy in the swamp that, hey, act like you're doing what he says for a couple of years, and then we're going to be back in power, and we'll give you a seat at the trough. And that's what's happening, you know, with Todd Blanche and Cash Patel and, you know, all the rest of them. I mean, it's just classic corruption. And the Democrats are so psychotic and on such a power trip, they're not going to let Trump ride off in the sunset. And they're not going to let any of us do that. I mean, they're coming for everyone who doesn't sell out to them. And, you know, I've had the DOJ, I'm just going to leave it at this, you know, reach out and like, well, we want to talk first, but then if you're open to it, meet and find out why you're upset and let's be friends. Oh, sure. I've already done this before. I'm not talking about Ed Martin. I'm talking about his boss. And I'm just like, there's no point in that. I know who you work for. I know what the different games are. You either want me to sell out, you think I'll do that, or you want to be able to tell Trump, oh, I talked to him, it's okay, we're going to look into it, we're going to do something. I mean, I'm not going to waste my time. I know who you are, okay? So don't try your tricks with me. I'm just surprised over the last 20 years, I've been on there 30, but you know they've been really trying to get me to sell out different arms of the globalists. I mean, Henry Kissinger wanted to hire me. Richest guy in the world wanted to bankroll me before everybody sued me. And they said, you'll be sued if you don't take this deal. It's just countless times. I was offered Fox News show. You'll be the new Limbaugh. Turn that down. Different arms of it try to come and buy you off. And I just can't believe that they've never figured out that it's impossible for me to sell out to you. I can't do it. Now, will I work with people that overall have pro-human policies and are trying to reform things, even though I don't agree with everything they're doing? I mean, look, he's never offered, but if Elon Musk said, I want to, you know, bankroll a media operation for you and put you at the head of it, I'm just fantasizing, you know, $1 billion a year, I'd be like, yes, sir. And I'd be like, but I'll be able to, you know, say what I want and blah, blah, blah. Sure, of course, that would be the thing. But that's fantasy land. The point is that I'll compromise on general little stuff if it's going the right direction. But you can't do it on people that want a post-human world and people that literally want to destroy our children's innocence and people that want to open the doors to the West, which is the hope of the world, and turn it over to the worst elements of Islam. I mean, this is satanic stuff, folks. And I tell you that because there's no compromising with the devil. It doesn't work that way. Okay? You can compromise with real, legitimate people that have a track record of thinking they're doing the right thing and having success in it, and it aligns closely with you. That's completely healthy and normal. But you cannot compromise with people that don't compromise in the end. They always want you to give up what you stand for, and then they'll cut you in on some robbed goods or, you know, won't destroy you. But you get destroyed in the end anyways, and you lose your soul, your integrity, what you stand for. So Trump has intense integrity when it comes to not being bought off or pushed around. Now, when he sees regular legal business deals and things he's doing, he goes and does them. We've had many wealthy presidents, like George Washington. He continued on. He was the richest man in the colonies when he became the commanding general of the Revolutionary Forces, and he was the richest man in the colonies when he died. And that's because he inherited a bunch of it and then used that money, kind of like Trump. They gave Trump about $100 million or something. He was like 25. He got out of college. It was less. It was like $10 million than he made $100 million. But the point was, George Washington inherited stuff, but George Washington made way more money as a young man leading prospecting teams, carving out what became the new states in extremely dangerous territory and serious Indian fighting. And so he was like kind of like a Davy Crockett guy, but he got really pissed off because they'd never give him a commission in the military, you know, as an officer of the British. And so he was in these other, you know, paramilitaries and things, and boy, he showed them, didn't he? So just kind of like Trump, never runs for office, runs and becomes president, or George Washington, you know, decades and decades and decades. I mean, he did work under the British, but he was like attached to it, and they didn't give him the promotions he wanted, was the point. And then he sure showed them. So, self-made. So when they go, oh, Trump's got Bitcoin deals and all this other stuff, it's all legal, it's all completely kosher, it's all above board. But he's not going to take money. He doesn't take money and then you get something from him. If he likes your business and everything, he'll come right in. And sometimes people have done business when they go, hey, I did business with you, you know, now you need to do this. And Trump goes, no, that's not how it works. But listen, I'm digressing. The point is, I know how Trump operates. I know him well. He means well. He's really smart in many areas. He's pragmatic. But they came to him and said, this is CIA Mossad, State Department, which is above CIA. And now Mike Benz is bringing out the documents, the information, and calling for everything else to be released. You know, the real tranche, exactly. The real bucket of the Epstein files is, where did the FBI go with all the thousands of hard drives and DVDs and VHS tapes? You notice you never hear that being talked about by the leftist media. And, oh, what was he being paid secretly and given houses and facilities to use how he saw fit at State Department facilities around the world? See, the real bosses are at the State Department. Then they tell the CIA what to do. So when you look on the paperwork, no, he wasn't officially CIA because he was State Department. Remember what Hillary Clinton wanted to be? Oh, I'll just take the State Department. She was co-president with Obama, and she basically ran foreign policy. Yeah, national security blocks Epstein file release. So we got that coming up, and a lot more. I've got the clips, but now no matter what Trump does, they're always going to say he covered it up. I mean, and he's involved in no evidence. I mean, look at Drudge Report. It's all innuendo. Virginia Giuffre said Trump was always nice to her, never did anything to her, kicked Epstein out of the club when he recruited her, Mar-a-Lago. But then there's the brother up there being political. Brother. And that's the brother of Epstein. He definitely had dirt on Don. Total innuendo from the brother of the person that absolutely hates him. Bondi will use national security claims to scrub the files. Well, I told you this before Trump got back in. And now it's everything I told you is confirmed. Ratcliffe came to him. I talked to people that were there and said, during the campaign even, you're going to win, and this is run by the State Department. CIA, MI6, Mossad under it, and it's massive money laundering and payoffs of world leaders and payoffs of academic leaders. That's one of the bagmen was Larry Summers, the head of Harvard. And then it turns out he was, you know, with his Fing Fang Fang, another, just like Swallowswell, Chinese intelligence, the daughter of one of the top leaders in China. I mean, you can't make this up. I told you, the young girls is like an hors d'oeuvre. That's not about compromise. They all go to compromise each other, but that's like peanuts at the bar, you know, beer nuts. That's just there. No, the real thing is spies and networks and payoffs and everything. Larry Summers goes into hiding messages, sought Epstein's advice on cheating with daughter of CCP official. Cheating? Not the cheating. I mean, boy, let me tell you something. That's the main muscle of the Chinese, is their sex operatives. And they just deploy their daughters 100%. And I can tell you some stories, but I'm not. Maybe I should. No, I'm not going to tell it. Gosh, I wish I could tell you. Anyways, so notice it's all about Democrats. Oh, looky here. Bill and Hillary refused to appear before House Oversight Committee for Epstein depositions. Oh! And they're all over the emails. They're all over the stuff that the Epsteins turned over. And this has all been cherry-picked. Even though it's been cherry-picked, 99% of it makes the Democrats look bad. There's nothing about Republicans. You got Epstein with Democrat congresspeople during hearings feeding questions to the congresswoman and others. It turns out he was involved with others, having no idea what she's even talking about, feeding questions to Michael Cohen. So you've got Jeffrey Epstein through a congresswoman as a puppet asking questions. See, this is spy stuff, folks. This is influence stuff. And if you think 14 and 15-year-old girls is the bottom of the barrel or is the bottom of the rabbit hole, you're gravely mistaken. It's baby farms for assanguation or assanguiate. Assanguiation, I believe, is the proper word. To assanguiate. When a spider sucks all your juices out, you've been assanguinated. First, it puts blood thinner and tissue thinner, kind of an acid in, that liquefies the bug and then finally kills it. And that's when the timer goes ding and the spider sits there and comes. You'll see spiders that have a bug wound up. They'll come and put a leg on it. I always tell you the story. It's interesting. And they're checking for a heartbeat. And then they'll come back over a little bit later, you know, throughout the next few hours or day, depending on the species of spider. And then finally, when it comes over and the heartbeat's almost gone, it goes delicious. That means it's almost been fully liquefied. So what Peter Nygaard and all of them do is they get women, poor women, rich women, you name it. I mean, Nygaard was so high, and he's like, hey, we just have black supermodels. Because, you know, they've got, Central African genetics is the hyper-dominant, meaning not recessive, okay? So the stem cells are the best from pure black Africans. And so, but you want, and this is old technology, but it's what they're doing because it works. You have sex, these old men like to do it themselves, Nygaard and the rest of them, and just come out in court. But sometimes it's so industrialized for other men, they just, the frozen sperm comes into their, you know, island of Dr. Moreau out in the Caribbean, where Epstein had his island, they got their islands, and it comes in the big medical clinic with nurses and everybody. George Herbert Walker Bush used it, you name it, worked with Nygaard. Look it up. And so they get the woman pregnant, either the old-fashioned way or with the long straw you put up in there and do it with. And then you got a baby with dominant genes for the stem cells to be like 100 times better, they say. Just way better. But it's got your genetics, too, so it goes right into your body. Yeah, look at him, like 80-something years old. So that's high-end, folks, okay? That's the high-end stuff. And so you these are beyond vampires. I mean, these are vampires that kill their own children. So please, Virginia Giuffre and all this stuff, you think that's the bottom of the rat hole? No, that's not the bottom of the rat hole. The rat hole, and Peter Nygaard, way bigger than Epstein. There's a bunch of these guys. That's why they want to get P. Diddy out and why they're asking Trump to commute him. Oh, P. Diddy was run by the CIA. 100%. And there are too many lawsuits, too many witnesses, it blew up, so the FBI came in to indict him with a limited story just to control it, and then he'll be let out. And that's not Trump, that's what he's inherited. So I'm going to finish up with this and move on. We've got big guests today. I'll tell you about that when we come back. But if you're a new listener, and especially on radio, and you're hearing this, you go, this doesn't sound real. The crew just types in whatever I say, and they're just pulling it up on TV for you. You can watch him talk about, we have babies with black women to have the best stem cells, and we drain the baby. And that's it. They drain everything, every juice, the bone marrow, everything. All of it's injected into their veins. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. So conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, here's what they're trying to hide about Epstein. He ran a State Department, CIA, MI6, Mossad operation, giving life extension technologies to the ultra-rich and the heads of major universities and government. And yes, if you wanted to have sex with underage girls, they had that. If you wanted to kill children, they could arrange it for you. They would subcontract that. If you wanted to rape and kill a 8-year-old girl with black hair and blue eyes. I mean, this is the type of orders that go out, according to Ted Gunderson, and everything he said's basically come out now. And when he said it, he had most of the proof. Underground auction centers in Vegas, I mean, you name it. And he would give the example of he saw the order, and they said, we don't like a 7-8-year-old girl, black hair, blue eyes, and we're gonna torture him to death. So that was just one case. He literally saved, like, van loads of kids, saved kids out of CIA torture dungeons, busted the huge CIA command base in D.C., facility with satellite uplink, snuff films, everything. But the CIA had been given the tip. He was, the FBI was coming, so they got out about a few hours before. I mean, this is all the stuff. People obsess over Epstein. He's just one spider web of this. This is a bigger webs. And so it's just frustrating to me to watch the media play the interest of the public. And the public hears, the files will finally know when Congress releases it. And now when it comes out, they'll go, oh, wait, there's other files. Yeah, and there are. Grand juries, all that. Democrat judges blocked Trump when that released. And Trump's just, I'm sick of it. It's over. Move on. Horrible response to it. But the reason I'm getting into this is to understand the bigger picture. MTG, Trump really started turning on her, and she said this herself, but I saw it, not over her fighting on a few votes here and there, when she was compromising with McCarthy and whenever Trump told her up until recently, and she finally said, hey, come on now. And she has a lot of power, her and a few other Republicans, with such a small majority. You know, they can basically veto Trump sometimes, so that's why he's angry at him. But she was right to tell Trump in the last 10 months, publicly and privately, listen, you got to just say release it all. We know you're not in there. We know they've got a few things they can claim are embarrassing or spin, but just let it come out. And Trump's response is to her and to us on air, if you don't like it, you're not MAGA. Well, Mr. President, when you knew they were going to cherry pick all this stuff and play games last week, you say, fine, release it all. And it's the Democrats. And by the way, I want them criminally prosecuted. Now, again, you just did a 180 and you've done them on this before. And I know why you did. And I told you they'd turn around and stab you in the back. But this is an example for everything else going on in our government, not just with Trump, but the local level, state level, your own personal life, just in life. It always seems simpler to, you know, sell out a little or, okay, you know, not expose all the evil because, you know, it's so horrible. And plus, the system's run by corrupt people, so they won't even get in trouble anyways. Well, you got to keep exposing them regardless because it convicts them in the court of public opinion and it gives courage to other people when you have courage. That's why I've never compromised or sold out on anything. Because I understand history, I understand my mission. And so I've been very critical of Trump over this. And for all of you that called me a traitor, long before he called MTG a traitor, for all of you that blew up at me and said, we're done with you, how dare you not stand with the president? You know, this is all, the Democrats have had these files, it's fake. It doesn't matter. Then meet them head on. And now he agrees with me. So, see, he, as usual, I'm right again. Print me that article. All right. So let me finish up with this, and then I'm going to move on to all the other news. We have Eric Bolling coming on in the fourth hour to have a discussion debate about all the things that are happening in the world. We have Patrick Byrne, who's very hooked in and very intelligent on what's next with Venezuela and Mexico. We have Trump coming to the last part of the green light to start striking Mexico. The U.S. has already launched a color revolution down there that's very popular and has the people's backing, but you know the State Department, CIA are involved, and so is the CPP, working with the drug cartels to wipe out the mayors and people that are capitalist and put in CCP mayors. And I know with the Groyper folks who I don't attack you and you do some good work, and I'm not, I mean, when I come out and say CCP in Mexico, and then you flip out and you go, oh my God, you're obfuscating for Israel. You understand it's on record that China's building giant ports and huge highways and is the main backer of Mexico now. And the socialist and communist parties down there. I mean, you do understand they're shipping in the weapons. They're bringing in tons of Chinese nationals. They're the main partner of Venezuela, Colombia, Cuba now. It's not Russia. Do you understand? These are facts that aren't debated. If you go read policy reports at the State Department that are public or the Pentagon, Eric Prince is out talking about it. I know her name is Sheinbaum, and I know they spray painted, amongst many things on the wall, Jewish whore, Puta Judea, and I'm not saying there isn't a powerful Jewish lobby in Latin America that tends to be part of the ruling class all over Latin America, and there's a ton of Jewish names that aren't Spanish names. And she's from Los Angeles. I don't know how she's the president down there. And she is a globalist, WEF, climate scientist. But it's all the same thing. It's all interchanged. The WEF, the Chi-Coms, the New World Order, whatever. But that's just another microcosm of I'm literally telling you the U.S. is in a proxy war, color revolution. I predicted months ago, look for a revolution in Mexico next, ahead of the bombing campaign. I mean, I'm telling you, like, the real policies, what goes on in the real world here. You know, I say we're going into Venezuela because it's to kick China out, and we've gone into Panama to kick China out. And I see, why are you covering up for the Jews? It's China. You can learn more than one word, more than the word J-E-W. And Nick Fuentes has said this, your leader, who's geopolitical and is very smart. And now Ben Shapiro's all mad at Steve Bannon for saying, Nick Fuentes knows his stuff. Listen, I've been studying this stuff 30-something years before Nick Fuentes was born. We can disagree on, issues of this or that. But when it comes to foreign policy and it comes to factoids and all the numbers and the Middle East and all that, he sounds like a expert at the State Department, but from his angle. And so Bannon has said, with me on air with him, man, recently, he said, man, that kid really destroyed Dinesh D'Souza. I mean, just annihilated him. Because Bannon is really smart, and Bannon has a clear map of all these different sectors. And even on air, I think off air, I saw Bannon. He's like, man, I couldn't even say it that good because I know all those pieces, but God almighty, there's very few that do. And the way he laid it out, and they asked permission. Of course, I was like, permission to air anything, to air that debate several times on their network because it's powerful. And D'Souza's smart, but he was just doing talking points. My point is that the big main superpower we're fighting is China. And you notice I played those rabbis and stuff, and Netanyahu, and they write best-selling books in Israel, that China's going to help crush America, and that America's the enemy. And because we're the new Rome, and because Rome sacked Jerusalem in 70 AD, and destroyed the temple, we deserve to die. And that is a large sector of rabbinical teaching. And then you saw Netanyahu endorsing it, saying America's the new Rome and we got to beat Rome this time. And then who do they say is going to help do it? China. Are you using your little ding-dong brains now? Okay? China, if you've got to connect it to Jews, it is at that level. So there, now you can be worried about China. I know you want to say Puto Judea all day, and it just thrills you, to see that spray painted. How about WEF extermination globalist whore? The point is we need to move into a position of stabilizing the planet, a big tent, coming together, and not be the Young Turks last week saying, we need war, we need to get rid of Israel entirely. We knew that's where you were going. And even if you believe that's the right thing to do, it's not happening. Live in the real world. Be adults. Yeah, the crazies over in Israel that believe that America's the new Rome, we need to be blown up, and that China's going to do it, and then they look like they're having orgasms on TV when they talk about it, that's crazy town. And wanting to blow up Israel's crazy town. Because it'll trigger nuclear war. They go, oh, they got the Samson option. If they get hit, they attack. Yeah, we have it too. It's called MAD. Oh, you're defending them again. No, I'm just being real. China has MAD. Russia has MAD. The UK has MAD. France has MAD. Everybody's got MAD. They don't call it MAD because Israel always does it different. They call it Samson. Which makes sense because, you know, Samson brings down the temple. Because, you know, he's been enslaved in there. Running a wheat grinder for 20 years or whatever it was. And the Pharisees or the Philistines, or Philistines got a little sloppy. Didn't trim his hair, so he got his strength back and brings the temple down on him, pushing down the columns. Well, we don't want to push those columns down and kill everybody, so that's where we are. But back to the Epstein thing. It's now all over the news, and we got Mike Benz saying it. If I get that clip ready, I want to play Trump attacking MTG, her responding back, it being used by the left now. This is not good. And then, you know, a lot of people say, well, Trump will win. He'll crush MTG. Oh, like he crushed Elon Musk? How'd that work out? It literally stalled out a lot of what Trump was doing. Now he's figured it out. I was right about that. That was bad. We have to influence the Trump administration, or the neocons and globalists and all the different lobbies will. So for those of you out there that are amateurs that think mindlessly supporting whatever Trump's doing at one moment is smart, you're not even sophisticated. And you've got to be ultra sophisticated to understand this stuff and navigate it. And what I'm saying is not even that hard to understand. And then we'll go into Mike Benz talking about the fact that, and he's been given the read-in on all this, but he's had security clearance, you name it, the top advisor to Trump, analyst, you name it. So he always has to come tell you stuff in general terms. He's like, if you want the real Epstein files, release us at the State Department. And it's all Democrats, folks. All Democrats. And it's bad. And it's payoffs in the billions and billions a year. It's bizarre life extension stuff for rich people. And I told you this about Epstein like 16, 17 years ago, that they had islands and they were doing life extension. They were doing all these weird medical stuff because it was known by sources that some of it had come out here and there. And then people go, oh my God, Alex Jones is right a few years ago. Epstein was obsessed with cloning and repopulating the earth with himself and having facilities with hundreds of women with his genetics so that they could, that was just the cover story. You know, they had all these women having babies so they could harvest their blood marrow, everything. And again, you need a baby in the different studies that has your genetics. So if you just get some other baby's stem cells, essence, put into you, it has incredible health effects, youth, longevity, you name it. But it can cause all sorts of autoimmune disorders. There can be problems. But if you take a Central African black woman and you have sex with them, whether you're black or white, whoever you are, and then you make a baby with them, it makes it, you have to look at the studies yourself. It overwrites it. It makes it super clean. It works way better. It doesn't have any of the bad health effects. And it's literal, you know, Count Dracula feeds and he looks 10 years younger. I mean, it's the real deal. I mean, pull up Nygaard again at like 80 something. Looks like his body looks like he's 30 and in shape. And that guy was literally draining his own children. But it's legal because you kill them in 8 months. Harems of black women producing these babies for him. Now, how sick is that? So, that's all in there. Ugh. Look at these people. So the point is that yeah, he's flying around on a jet with surgeons all over him with a bunch of black women carrying his babies so he can drain them. And that all came out in court. But nobody wants to talk about that. That's why I talk about it all the time. No one will pick it up. No one cares. It's, oh, God, the emails. Oh, Epstein. Steve Bannon went and had an interview with him. He did an interview with him. Steve Bannon. So Let's go ahead and go to the clips. I got to stop because the crown princes arrived from Saudi Arabia. I don't want to explain what that alliance is all about. A lot more ahead of these big guests coming up. But go ahead and roll the clip of Trump calling her a traitor again, her then responding. And when she says, no, traitors take money from foreign countries over their own country's interest. And that's an oblique attack on Trump. Though I've looked at all these deals Trump's done. And they've all helped America. He'll do a deal with the country if it helps them too. But I don't think Trump is a traitor. I don't think MTG is a traitor at all. But she is going on all the liberal shows. And I think this is her trying to get out of politics. I think she's sick of it. She's sick of all the corruption on all the sides. She didn't tell me this. But from what I see, I think she knows the Democrats would destroy her and come after her later. And I think MTG is pulling the escape cord, pulling the rip cord, hitting the ejection seat, and getting out. Because she was worth hundreds of millions of dollars, very successful construction company, really nice lady. And I just think she wants to go to the beach. That is my gut level analysis of this. And but again, what she told Trump to do to release the stuff out of Congress, he got mad at her. Now he's done it. So how is she a traitor? It's just stupid. No. The Clintons are all over it. All the big Democrats, the hedge fund heads, all of them, and they're running scared. They're refusing to answer subpoenas, any of it. They have stuff to hide. So why didn't Trump burn them? Because it's the State Department. It's national security. And that's why he's so pissed. He's like, I'm not even in there. And then I shut this down because of national security, which they now admit. And then you turn around and lie about me? And then he looks to his constituents and says, hey, this is a setup with them. You're an idiot if you listen to this. You mean it's a setup to put you in it? Yeah. And then you set yourself up believing they wouldn't stab you in the back. And I keep going back to this because I was right. I've been the person that told you this when he got reelected, what was happening, what was going to happen, the choice he had to make this fake deal. They stab him in the back or just release it all, which they're not going to release. So it doesn't even matter because they already cherry picked it. So that's why you say release it all, because they ain't going to release it because the bureaucracy already destroyed it. But it would still be the right moral move to say do it. But instead, they all lawyered him and manipulated him and did all this. But Mike Benz is right. What there is that they don't want you to know about is the State Department, that he worked for the State Department and the CIA. And, of course, Mossad, but we have the documents here on that end. And Mike Benz is like, yeah, let me tell you, that's where it, yeah, yeah. So Trump is the president. I should put this at the very front of the show. I'm going to say this right now. I've been right about this all along. I predicted everything that's now unfolded. Mr. President, you did the right thing instead of release the files out of Congress, which are just emails, cherry-picked, we know that. You're the president. You can order the State Department that Epstein worked for, running a CIA operation with Mossad and MI6. You can order it all released. And you might send federal marshals in to grab it themselves. Because we know the State Department and bureaucrats will try not to follow your order. Marco Rubio seems to follow your orders. He may have to go oversee it. They found all these files, he said, 6 months ago, my name on it, being targeted with 12 other people. I haven't seen that release yet. But the point is, go ahead and release it all. And people already know it's the CIA. They already know it's Mossad, okay? And then now they'll know it's not you. Screw them over, man. Stand up. Really give them the devastating right uppercut, a jawbreaker. You're telling the DOJ to go investigate the Clintons and Larry Summers and BlackRock and J.P. Morgan? They're not. It's all that stuff's already been hidden and destroyed. You're barking up the wrong tree. Release the State Department files. And you got them. And people are like, wait, it's CIA files. No. The State Department's above the CIA. It's where the real power is, okay? That's the answer. If you really want to defeat these people, teach them a lesson, bring the guilty to justice, because then it'll unravel the whole thing, and get a higher approval rating and save the country, then attack! Go to Trump, then MTG, and then Mike Benz, here it is.
Her life could be at danger because of the rhetoric.
Her life is in danger? Who's that?
Marjorie Taylor Greene, she says.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't think her life is in danger. Frankly, I don't think anybody cares about her.
Okay. I was called a traitor by a man that I fought for six years for. And I gave him my loyalty for free. I won my first election without his endorsement, beating 8 men in a primary. And I've never owed him anything, but I fought for him for the policies and for America first. And he called me a traitor for standing with these women and refusing to take my name off the discharge petition. Let me tell you what a traitor is. A traitor is an American that serves foreign countries and themselves. A patriot is an American that serves the United States of America and Americans like the women standing behind me.
When you look at, for example, the close relationship between Jeffrey Epstein, the Clinton family, and the Ehud Barak Israeli Labor Party, it is patently clear that if the Central Intelligence Agency and the State Department were to do a sweep of all of their files, communications, records, a simple name trace of Jeffrey Epstein's name, the voluminous scale of the documentation, I think, would be enormous. The State Department rented out a physical property to Jeffrey Epstein personally in the 1990s. You and I can't just get the State Department as our personal landlord after seizing a mansion from the government of Iran. To say nothing of Epstein's work doing Iran-Contra with both the U.S. and Israeli side of intelligence through the Adnan Khashoggi link or through what was being done in the 1990s between Bill Clinton and Ehud Barak when he was the prime minister there. To Jeffrey Epstein setting up the Clinton Global Initiative and she goes on to be Secretary of State. For some reason, they are not pursuing this lead and it is maddening to watch from the outside.
And now mainstream headlines. National security. Yeah, we'll be right back. Hour number two. I'm going to finish up on this and then get all the other news. I probably shouldn't spend another hour on this, but people want to know, so I did it. But I got so much huge news coming up. Please stay with us. Please share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and at Rumble. And we have a new big sale. All orders on the site get $10 off at checkout, no matter how small the order. It's a limited time run. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Alex Jones. Patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Thank you. leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are live. Still on air. Despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants. All right, one more thing that's really important, huh, that I need to hit on the Epstein hysteria and firestorm. They're now all over the corporate news saying, when I told you, oh, national security, the State Department, the CIA, they've been asking Trump not to bring it out. I told you that before he got reelected. It was already being talked about. I told you when he was president-elect. I told you the last 10, 11 months when he was in. That's what's happening. And now Trump's just said, screw it, then just release everything everywhere. He already told him months ago, release the grand jury stuff. Two Democrat judges blocked it. So they're the ones blocking it and playing these games until now. Speaker Johnson, you know, has tried this amendment to block, quote, names of the innocent. That isn't just people they say are victims, but others. This is how Speaker Johnson plans to protect perverts who went to the rape island from embarrassment. This is Congressman Massey speaking in Kentucky. Do not let the Senate add an amendment to avoid disclosing those rich and powerful men who have evaded justice for so many years. Is Johnson calling all victims non-credible? And this is what he's hanging up on the office doors and putting up on TV, on C-SPAN. Dangers of discharge petition in the House. So Johnson says he's for it, but then there's this proviso. Victim privacy does not adequately protect victims. Number two, innocent persons risk disclosure of non-credible allegations, creating new victims. CSAM fails to adequately protect against the release of child sexual abuse materials. Four, future investigations can mess those up. Expose whistleblowers and sources. That's really true. But they're not doing anything, so what's that mean? Well, now Trump's ordered the DOJ to go after them all. Number five, declassifications requires release of information that could reveal confidential methods and sources. And that's State Department, CIA right there. So I told you what it was. We've known. It's not a rumor that he was CIA. He was above that. And so there you have it. Yep, Smithers says Kyle Serafin's worried about classified information, which is couched in language that already gives them an out. Sniveling weasel behavior, he says. Yeah. And so that's why Trump did all of this. And it was a mistake. And now he's been connected to things with no evidence that he never did. And so for all of you that got mad at me in the last year saying they better get this right, and better not use the option of cover-up and backroom blackmail of the deep state to make them go away. They were going to double-cross you, Trump. And they did it. And I just hope and pray it doesn't bring down MAGA, and I hope it doesn't make the Democrats win the midterms. But that's where we are. But if you think Trump's order to the DOJ to go after the deep staters is going to go anywhere, don't hold your breath. All right, we covered it. We'll be right back with Trump meeting with the Crown Prince, the leader of Saudi Arabia. Straight ahead in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So now that the House has passed releasing the Epstein files that Epstein's brother handed over, just tens of thousands of emails, nothing bad about Trump in there, horrible stuff about the Democrats. Johnson's run to the Senate trying to get an amendment to block out a bunch of the names for national security purposes because Epstein worked for the State Department that was over the CIA, and that's where all the real classified stuff is. That's where the real Epstein files of what he was really doing are. Money laundering, paying off politicians, corporate leaders for the State Department, particularly for the Clintons and Israeli intelligence, Ehud Barak. So that's what's going on. And as I told you a year ago, before Trump even got back in, I said he's going to put Ratcliffe in, and they did this during his first term. They are going to come to him and say, you cannot release this national security. And then he watches that very same deep state turn around and try to connect him to it, which we knew they would do. Now, Trump's gotten a lot more sophisticated than he was his first administration. He admitted there was a lot he didn't know. Well, he certainly didn't understand this. And I'm not being an apologist for Trump. I predicted this. I had the sources. I knew it. And now I've been completely vindicated again. I want to finish up with this. I've got a lot of the news to hit and big guests coming up. But here's Mike Johnson today talking about, oh, national security. You mean the security of the deep state. Here it is.
All right. Number five, national security concerns, okay? The discharge requires the Attorney General to release within 30 days, quote, classified information to the maximum extent possible. This ignores the principle that declassification should always rest and always has rested with the agency that originated the intelligence. Why? So that they can protect their critical sources and methods. It is incredibly dangerous to demand that officials or employees of the DOJ declassify materials that originated in other agencies, in intelligence agencies.
All right. We will continue to track this as it unfolds, but what we have is the deep state trying to cover its butt. And it's the same thing with the would-be Trump killer in Pennsylvania, Crooks, and his whole government background, and that all being covered up, now exposed. Or J6 being a Fed's direction and Cash Patel covering that up. Or Epstein being assassinated, that being covered up. It's just massive cover-up. And they sit there and they play games with Trump on all of this. And you've got to be really well-researched and very sophisticated to even understand how they're doing all this. But when you are, you see it. You can predict it, and it's all happening, and it does not bode well for this country. It does not bode well at all. Now, I want to spend some time here, though, and it's a hard job because there's so much, to talk about Trump's accomplishments before I hit this other news. The Democrats are literally a million times more connected to Epstein than Republicans. There's nothing there on Republicans. They're the ones that shipped in the 400 plus thousand kids in sex trafficking and slavery. On purpose, they ran it. They're the ones who made deals with the cartels. They're the ones that disappeared them on purpose and wouldn't let the Border Patrol or ICE even know their names, but hid it in HHS. They're the ones that have done all of this. And they're the ones on every front trying to destroy this country. So we can sit here and obsess all day on Trump's missteps. And because I know it's important to you, I'm giving you my well-researched analysis of it that is the best. But at some point, I cannot spend all my time on the Epstein cover-up and why it happened. I just spent an hour on it. And really, with all the fish we've got to fry, we should be spending 10 minutes a day on it. Look at all this other news. This is all incredible. Imminent war with Venezuela. Imminent bombing in Mexico. The Russia-Ukraine thing, just completely out of control. The EU, all the countries bringing back conscription, preparing for total war. China making major moves. Major attempts to crash the economy. Islam just rapidly expanding, virally expanding. The AI metastasization. We've got to get to this. But I understand the big issues that captivate people that are somewhat awake, that if you don't address what people want to know about, they will be susceptible to the disinformation. So this is really prophylactic, what we've been doing. But I want to talk about just some of the solutions here in a moment and some of the amazing things that are happening with Trump and the fact that since the Revolutionary War, we've not seen such revolutionary activity against the forces of evil. I mean, good is really winning a lot of the major battles, most of them. We are slamming the needle towards liberty. And that's what's so paradoxical about this is we finally have a somewhat awake population, but they still want instant gratification. They still don't understand the complexities of all of this. But I want to spend a few minutes because the Saudi Arabian alliance is very important. And Saudi Arabia under its current leader, the son of the king who now runs the country, is seeing real reform, and I don't trust Islam as far as I can throw it, but I actually watch the Saudi Arabian TV, their announcements, what they're actually doing in policy, and I've got leaders of the Saudi government saying the Muslim Brotherhood is cancer. They control the Democratic Party and parties of Europe. They will take over. You must stop all Muslim immigration. And the Saudis have been saying this for like 10 years. I mean, like deputy leaders of the government. And we understand it's 21st century. We want to modernize. We want to move forward. We understand that if Islam continues to expand like this with the old Muhammad version of it, it's going to lead to total war and death. And the Muslims are going to get beaten in the end, but it'll probably destroy the planet. So, and now they're like, women don't have to wear hijabs, and women can go to college, and women can be, you know, I mean, it's like major reforms. And the big faction that was pro-Al-Qaeda in the Saudi government in the Vegas attack ran that attack. And they were going to do it to blackmail the U.S., and Trump got together with the Saudi Crown Prince and sent in U.S. Special Forces, and none of this hit the news. And they killed, I'm told, over 20,000 people. There's thousands of these princes, because, you know, they have multiple wives and huge dynasties. And they house arrested a bunch of them, killed some of them. turn the Ritz-Carlton into a giant torture base, which I'm not saying is a good thing, but that's what the Arabs do, and we do it too. And they literally hung them up by their ankles and stuff, and they've signed all these deals with us secretly and Trump. And I've never seen the Saudis, when Trump visited after that, so wild-eyed when they were dancing around with him. They were just like, they just love Trump. Because they've always been taking British orders to be expansionists, to be the bad guys, and take over countries. And they were like, they've been actually wanting to get away from that. They want golf courses and giant hotels and, you know, the biggest buildings in the world and AI and, you know, all that. And they have literally made a deal, and now they're running around trying to get Germany and France and everybody to extradite hundreds of thousands of people that fled Saudi Arabia that are criminals, and Germany and the UK won't give them to them because they're going to put them in prison or cut their heads off. So, I mean, you talk about Trump making a deal. Say what you want about the Saudis. Extremely warlike, you know, whole nine yards. But you make a deal with them, it's a deal. So, and the deal is you're going to give us Syria, and our old commanders will stop being Al-Qaeda and will now work for you. I mean, it's something else. So, I mean, Trump told Saudi Arabia, you will massively increase oil production. Even though they didn't want to, and that hurts them, they did it. I mean, they do whatever Trump says. And in their news, they go, oh, Trump's our leader. I mean, like, you know, so, because that's what they get, is strongmen. So they don't want to be the bad guy. And they're literally saying the Muslim Brotherhood with Obama, they're the main force, which they are. That's the real sneaky power out there behind the scenes. That's the ones that get all the Muslims elected. That's the ones that build all the mosques everywhere. That's the ones that do all this. And Saudi Arabia's like, no more mosque, no more Muslim immigration. Literally, in their news, cut it. They're telling Europe, do not take any more Muslims. And they're like, you're taking the very worst. They are Muslim Brotherhood. They are completely brainwashed. They're going to take over, and we don't want the blame. I've got a stack of clips of Saudi leaders and Jordanian leaders saying in English, you know, these are guys with PhDs, they're not stupid. Nobody ever said the Arabs aren't good at math and science or anything else. They're not dumb. And they've been thinking multi-level ahead. They're like, we got all this wealth, all this power, skyscrapers, everything else. No, we're going to, the jihad's over, okay? And the Muslim Brotherhood, and Obama's ally with, they're like, no, it ain't over, bitch. We're going to have 8 kids, we're going to take over. So when you see all this Dearborn, Michigan stuff and Houston, Texas crap and the calls to prayers at 5 a.m. and all that, that's the Muslim Brotherhood. Sadiq Khan, Mandami, those are the Muslims that are allied with communism. Goes back even before that to the Baathists. And this is a big deal. Because I don't want to kill the Arabs. I don't want to kill the Muslims around the world. You got to have a reformation. We're not in caveman town now, okay? Caveman time is over now. And so that's what this is all about. And it's a big deal. This is how you shake up the international order. Go ahead and roll Trump ongoing meeting with the Crown Prince. Here it is.
Extremely respected man in the Oval Office today, and a friend of mine for a long time, a very good friend of mine. And I'm very proud of the job he's done. What he's done is incredible in terms of human rights and everything else. And he's the Crown Prince, the future king, and I just want to pay my greatest respect to your father, King, who is an amazing man. I met him early on. He greeted me at the airport at an age that was pretty high up there, and it was about 117 degrees, and he was standing on the red carpet as I came out of the plane, and he's amazing. And when I met his brilliant son, it was at the Oval Office shortly thereafter. You came in representing the country, and I called the father. I said, this guy is fantastic. And I don't know if that helped you or hurt you, but obviously it couldn't have hurt too much because here you are, right? So we had a great meeting, and the office has changed quite a bit, and we inherited a mess. You actually told me you thought the country was in big trouble. I'm not going to use the exact word that you use. I refuse to say that you thought our country was dead a year and a half, 2 years ago, but our country was in trouble, and now we have the hottest country in the world. You said that also. And we do. We have the United States is right now the hottest country in the world. And between the tariffs and the election, November 5th election, we've done things that nobody can believe. $21 trillion will be the amount invested in the United States or committed to invest in 1 year. So I'm here 9 months. We're up to almost $18 trillion. Biden, as an example, the Biden administration, if you call it that, it's not to me, it was the Biden lack of administration. They were less than $1 trillion for 4 years. We're going to be $21 trillion for 1 year. I think that's hard to believe. The biggest in history was a certain country, $3 trillion. We're going to be $21 trillion. On top of that, prices are coming down. We inherited a mess with high prices. The worst inflation in the history of our country. We had inflation that was a single four years, the worst inflation in the history of the United States. Gas prices through the roof, and that's after destroying our petroleum reserve, which was meant for wars and big emergencies, not to try and win an election. They opened up the reserve so that people get $3 less in gasoline, and it didn't work. They got about 3 cents less. Because as big as those reserves are, they're peanuts when you're talking about that kind of traffic. And we're rebuilding the reserves. We're doing all of this, and we've done a job. We're also bringing down prices very substantially, and we've already brought them down very, very substantially. Gasoline is way down. I think you'll be seeing $2 gasoline, but we're now at $2.50, $2.45. Some are lower than that. It was $4.50, $5, $6, $3.50, $3.75. Under Biden, all different numbers, but way high. And we have energy way down. But the biggest thing to me, because I know what it means in jobs, is the fact that we're at over $17 trillion, Scott, and we expect to be around $20, $21 trillion in 1 year. And that's many times bigger than in history. The highest number was $3 trillion. And we're going to be at $21 trillion. That means new plants, new AI, new auto plants. We have auto plants coming in from Canada, from Mexico, from Germany, from Japan. Toyota just agreed to invest $10 billion on new auto plants, all American workers. We've never been in a position like this. You can go back to the beginning. Our country has never been in a position like this. And it really is because of the fact that we use tariffs to bring all this money in. And you're going to see the results in a year when these plants start to open up. We have more plants under construction now than at any time in the history of our country. And these are big plants. These are the biggest plants anywhere in the world. And I want to thank you because you've agreed to invest $600 billion into the United States. And because he's my friend, he might make it $1 trillion, but I'm going to have to work on him. But it's 600. We can count on $600 billion. But that number could go up a little bit higher, yes, sir. I don't know. We'll see. But we appreciate it very much. So Saudi is going to be investing at least $600 billion. And that means investments in plants, in companies, money on Wall Street. And what it really means for everybody that really counts is jobs. A lot of jobs. We have a lot of jobs. So I just want to thank you. We've been really good friends for a long period of time. We've always been on the same side of every issue. I think we've done a great job in wiping out the nuclear capacity of Iran. Nobody else could have done that. No other president would have done it. We had the pilots in the Oval Office right here. We were celebrating a very successful attack. So I had them in with that beautiful B-2 bomber that's over there. And they said, sir, for 22 years, we practiced this attack. Our predecessors, these were very young guys, so 22 years, they said our predecessors and us practiced the attack on Iran. But no president ever gave us the go-ahead. Three times a year, they went out and they practiced the attack. Nobody let us do it until you came along, and I let them do it because it was the right thing to do. You can't have a nuclear Iran. And so we put you in a very good position. But I just want to say it's an honor to be your friend, and it's an honor that you're here. And if you'd like to say a few words, but thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. This relation has been a relation for about 9 decades, and we've been working together for a long time. But today it's a very important time in our history, because there's also a lot of things that we're working on in the future. We believe in the future of the United States of America. We believe in what you're doing, Mr. President, really creating a lot of good things and good foundation to create more economical growth, more business in America. And it will also your work for the world peace. I believe, Mr. President, in the today and tomorrow we're going to announce that we are going to increase that that $600 billion to almost $1 trillion of investment, real investment and real opportunity by details in many areas. And the agreement that we are signing today in many areas, in technology, in AI, in earth materials, magnet, etc., that will create a lot of investment opportunities.
So you are doing that now. You're saying to me now that the $600 billion will be $1 trillion.
Definitely, because what we are signing, it will facilitate that.
I like that very much. Go
ahead. He works hard.
That's great. I appreciate that. That's great. We're doing numbers that nobody's ever done. And in all fairness, if you didn't see potential in the U.S., you wouldn't be doing it.
Definitely.
You don't want to lose money.
As you said, Mr. President, it's the most hottest country in the planet. But what you're creating is not about opportunity today. It's about also long-term opportunity in the United States of America that will affect American economy positively in the next coming decades, preparing the right foundation of emerging technologies. That's a game changer for America in a good way, and we want to be part of it.
Yeah, we're doing really well. And this, you don't see what we're doing so much because we have, although the construction industry sees it,
I want to come back with some of the questions, but I know most of you understand this, but for those that don't know, the U.S. was done, the CFR, the globalists have set up where China would be the new century. They called it that. Just go to CFR.org, China the new century, century of the dragon. And he hasn't just gotten Saudi Arabia. He's gotten hundreds of countries, the vast majority, to say, we're done investing in China and anywhere else. We're coming here. And it already like $5-6 trillion has already come in. It's up to 20 plus trillion now pledged in the next year. And it's happening. And the globalists are trying to kill the economy, move the money into the EU. They're not moving into China because they know that's in big trouble. And Saudi Arabia says, no, you're the hot country. We're going with you. And you're like, well, what does that mean? I mean, it means that they're not going to take orders from the British Empire anymore. And this, Saudi Arabia was moving away from the dollar and into BRICS under Biden. They're right back in the dollar. So a lot of people go, well, I'm not in the stock market, or I don't own a car manufacturing plant. Yeah, but people that work at the plant come use your business, your gym, your doctor's clinic, your store, your restaurant. I mean, come on, people. So these are all really amazing revolutionary moves. Because since really the 80s, and Reagan didn't understand what's happening, Trump's talked about this, he doesn't blame him, but it started under Reagan. His second term was a transfer out of the country. That's reversing, as Besant says, we're rebalancing this. We're not surrendering, we're not going away, America's not done, if we get this done. And so that's why this is so important. I want to go to a few questions, but I've got Patrick Byrne coming in, but I want to get to the good stuff Trump's done. And ICE got enough agents now. They're launching finally the huge operation to save the smuggled children. This is huge. We'll be right back.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right. You heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app, and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra Methylene Blue and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be shut down. They have a state receiver. Said it could be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend. Special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored. Just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So I knew, I mean, last night when I was, you know, reading about the Crown Prince coming, we'd known about this for weeks, I said, guaranteed the first question is going to be, why'd you cover up Epstein? Which the system had already done. He knew they had the files. He knew they'd already stolen all the real stuff and all the DVDs and hard drives of the Epstein stuff that was hidden by the Democrats. So Trump wants to move on. He's sick of it, but still, people won't put up with that. You've got to articulate that. So I knew one of the first questions he'd get would be about Epstein. And then Trump responds with a longer answer that's better. You can't just ignore this. This is all they've got after a failed government shutdown blew up in their face. Here's a clip.
Mr. President, why wait for Congress to release the Epstein files? Why not just do it now?
You know, it's not the question that I mind. It's your attitude. I think you are a terrible reporter. It's the way you ask these questions. You start off with a man who's highly respected, asking him a horrible, insubordinate, and just a terrible question. And you could even ask that same exact question nicely. you're all psyched. Or somebody psychs you over at ABC. You're going to psych it. You're a terrible person and a terrible reporter. As far as the Epstein files is, I have nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. I threw him out of my club many years ago because I thought he was a sick pervert. But, and I guess I turned out to be right. But you know who does have? Bill Clinton, Larry Summers, who ran Harvard, was with him every single night, every single weekend. They lived together. They went to his island many times. I never did. Andrew Weissman, I hear. All these guys were friends of his. You don't even talk about those people. You just keep going on the Epstein files. And what the Epstein is a Democrat hoax to try and get me not to be able to talk about the $21 trillion that I talked about today. It's a hoax. Now, I just got a little report, and I put it in my pocket, of all the money that he's given to Democrats. He gave me none, zero, no money to me. But he gave money to Democrats. And people are wise to your hoax. And ABC's, your company, your crappy company, is one of the perpetrators. And I'll tell you something. I think the license should be taken away from ABC because your news is so fake and it's so wrong. And we have a great commissioner, the chairman, who should look at that because I think when you come in and when you're 97% negative to Trump, and then Trump wins the election in a landslide. That means, obviously, your news is not credible, and you're not credible as a reporter. So I've answered your question. You should go and look at the Democrats who received money from Epstein, who spent their time. Larry Summers was with him all the time. That creep of the fund guy was with him all the time. What's his name?
Reid Hoffman.
I don't know Reid Hoffman. But I know he spends a lot of money on the radical left. Reid Hoffman, in my opinion, should be under investigation. He's a sleazebag. And those are the people, but they don't get any press, they don't get any news, and you're not after the radical left because you're a radical left network. But I think the way you ask a question with the anger and the meanness is terrible. You ought to go back and learn how to be a reporter. No more questions from you. Who else has a question?
Oh, that's the Donald Trump I love. Woo! Baby. And it's all true. But the CIA came to him and said he was a State Department operative with Mossad and MI6, sir. It's hundreds of our top people, all Democrats. This is too damaging. Plus, you know, they've already destroyed all the real files. Everything they've got is just cherry-picked stuff with no evidence to make you look bad that your wife's a whore, worked for Epstein. Not true. And Trump said, all right, fine. And I'm like, sir, I predicted you do that because that's the political move. They're going to burn you. And now he wants them to go to jail. Now he wants to go release the State Department documents that I've been saying for years and that now Mike Benz is. And you'll learn he worked for Democrats and it was a money laundering operation and a high-end life extension medical operation with the bone marrow and blood and juices of women that were factory farmed to have babies to be killed at the 8 month, so it's legal, and injected into their veins. That's what happened at Zorro Ranch. They have other facilities that do it in Switzerland and the Caribbean and everywhere. Peter Nygaard, it's all come out. Imagine if Trump came out and talked about Peter Nygaard and they called it a cloning factory. It really wasn't a cloning factory. Again, you get a woman pregnant, they artificially inseminate her, and then the stem cells are way more compatible for you if it's your genetics. It's real simple. Like you need a family member. You know, you hear about the dad that gives his son or daughter his kidney because it's a genetic match. It doesn't get rejected. It's guaranteed. That's the real secret. And it's so frustrating that we know what Epstein was, and you see the new FBI that's not new, protecting crooks and his accomplices and his background, and protecting the Fed that did the pipe bomber deal, and saying Epstein killed himself. That's the big scandal, is that we've still got a Justice Department that's a little better than it was, but not much. And those that stand for what's right are hunted. So here's Trump yesterday, Trump on congressional release of Epstein files. We have nothing to do with Epstein. The Democrats do. All of his friends were Democrats. They were with him at the time. I wasn't at all. Exactly. But say, Epstein being horrible isn't a hoax. We told him this months and months ago. He did it a few times, and people loved it. It was true. But he just goes, oh, a hoax. No, not a hoax. He did horrible things. You just admitted he did. The hoax is that you're involved. But you can't just go that far. Release the State Department files. Burn them to the ground. Fire weapons in the info war. Because Trump keeps thinking he's doing all these great things and investment and the border and all of it. He keeps thinking it's going to go away. It's not going away. This is emblematic of all of it. It's us or them. Put them in prison or they destroy America and probably the world and us along with them. Here's Trump.
Tomorrow. I just want to be super clear on your position. Do you want to see that pass the Senate? Would you sign that bill if it gets to your desk?
I do want to. Here's what I want. We have nothing to do with Epstein. The Democrats do. All of his friends were Democrats. You look at this Reid Hoffman. You look at Larry Summers, Bill Clinton. They went to his island all the time. And many others. They're all Democrats. All I want is I want for people to recognize a great job that I've done on pricing, on affordability, because we brought prices way down, but they go way lower, on energy, on ending 8 wars, and another one coming pretty soon, I believe. We've done a great job. And I hate to see that deflect from the great job we've done. So I'm all for it. You know, we've already given 50,000 pages. You do know that. Unfortunately, like with the Kennedy situation, with the Martin Luther King situation, not to put Jeffrey Epstein in the same category, but no matter what we give, it's never enough. You know, with Kennedy, we gave everything and it wasn't enough. With Martin Luther King, we gave everything and it's never enough. We've already given, I believe the number is 50,000 pages. 50,000 pages. And it's just a Russia, Russia, Russia hoax as it pertains to the Republicans. Now, I believe that many of the people that we, some of the people that we mentioned are being looked at very seriously for their relationship to Jeffrey Epstein. But they were with him all the time. I wasn't at all. And we'll see what happens. What I just don't want Epstein to do is detract from the great success of the Republican Party, including the fact that the Democrats are totally blamed for the shutdown. You know, they cost our country hundreds of billions of dollars with that, at a lot of inconvenience. So I'm for any, I don't, they can do whatever they want. We'll give them everything. Sure I would. Let the Senate look at it. Let anybody look at it. But don't talk about it too much, because honestly, I don't want to take it away from us. It's really a Democrat problem. The Democrats were Epstein's friends, all of them. And it's a hoax. The whole thing is a hoax. And I don't want to take it away from really the greatness of what the Republican Party has accomplished over the last period of time.
Yes, Mr. President, on affordability.
All right. Now, that's what we need to see, and that's true. Good. And look at this. Larry Summers in the emails working for the communist Chinese with a sex operative. Total panic mode. That's the former head of Clinton's operations. We already knew that. And it's the same thing Trump said 10 years ago. So, good. Now, we've just spent off and on an hour and a half on this, or more. And now I'm going to get into geopolitical, which is really important. And we got Patrick Byrne here with huge exclusive news on what's coming up with Venezuela, Mexico, and so much more. But I want to talk about just some of the new amazing things Trump's doing. And for all the instant gratification people out there, I want to explain something to you that's really important. But first, speaking of geopolitical, here's where I go to the questions about geopolitics with the leader of Saudi Arabia. And then we'll segue. Here it is.
Mr. President, the Crown Prince has been instrumental in helping lifting the sanctions on Syria. Will there be any joint investment between the U.S. and Syria? And will you visit Damascus?
Are you from Syria?
No, but...
Where are you from?
I'm from Palestine.
Oh, making a lot of progress, huh? Very good. They like it. The Palestinians like me. The Palestinians are doing very well, actually. I think we're working very closely with a lot of people to make everybody happy, including Israel, the Palestinians, and everybody. That's very interesting. No, I think that I will tell you, the Crown Prince called me, and he specifically asked me if I would lift the sanctions on Syria, because he wants to see Syria make it. As you know, the leader of Syria was just here, and we had a great meeting, and he's a strong guy, and I guess you'd need a strong person to run it. And I think Syria's made tremendous progress. We did lift the sanctions at the request of the Crown Prince. Also, the president of Turkey, Erdogan, called me specifically. He said, you know, if you don't lift the sanctions, Syria doesn't have a chance. If you do, they have a very good chance. And between the two of them and some others, I lifted the sanctions. And the results so far have been pretty good.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I ask a question about the F-35s that are being sold to Saudi Arabia? Are these the same ones that are being used by the Israeli military? And if so, how does that allow for the qualitative military edge for Israel? And then I want to ask you, because you brought up the flight of the Palestinians, are you aware of relocation flights to South Africa that are taking place right now?
Which flights?
There are relocation flights that are taking place. Some Palestinians are being charged up to $2,000 a
seat. I'm not going to South Africa for the G20 because I think their policies on the extermination of people are unacceptable. So I'm not going, so I won't refer to anything having to do with South Africa. South Africa has behaved extremely badly. But I will say that when you look at the F-35 and you're asking me, is it the same? I think it's going to be pretty similar, yeah.
You know, how will that
this
affect?
Is a great ally, and Israel's a great ally. And I know they'd like you to get planes of reduced caliber. I don't think that makes you too happy. They've been a great ally. Israel's been a great ally. And we're looking at that exactly right now. But as far as I'm concerned, I think they are both at a level where they should get top of the line. Yes, please.
Can I just ask for the Crown Prince? If I could just ask about the direct talk between...
It's all right. Steve, one second. Go ahead.
Have you reached an agreement on a U.S.-Saudi defense treaty today? And are you going to bring up the Abraham Accords in your discussion?
I already brought them up.
What did you say?
I think I got a positive response. Would you like to respond?
Yeah. So definitely, we believe having a good relation with all the existing countries is a good thing, and we want to be part of the Ibrahim Accord. But we want also to be sure that we secure a clear path of two-state solution. And today we have a healthy discussion with Mr. President that we're going to work on that to be sure that we can prepare the right situation as soon as possible to have that.
I think we're, you know, I don't want to use the word commitment, but we've had a very good talk on the Abraham Accords. We talked about one state, two state. You know, we talked about a lot of things in a short period of time. We'll be discussing it further, too. But I think you have a very good feeling toward the Abraham Accords.
Yes, definitely, Mr. President. We want peace for the Israelis. We want peace for the Palestinians. We want them to coexist peacefully in the region. And we will do our best to reach that day.
And the defense agreement, have you reached agreement on that?
We pretty much have.
Question for the Crown Prince, if I could just finish.
We have reached agreement on that.
I wanted to ask you about the direct talks between the United States and Iran. Have you been fully briefed on that, and are you concerned at all about how this might impact Saudi security interests?
Well, we are close ally. We'll be working closely together on that issue, and we will do our best to help to reach a deal between the United States of America and Iran, and we believe it's good for Iran's future to have a good deal that that will satisfy the region and the world and the rest of America. So we will do our best to see that day happen.
And by the way, Iran does want to make a deal. I can say I think they very badly want to make a deal. I am totally open to it, and we're talking to them, and we start a process. But it would be a nice thing to have a deal with Iran, and we could have done it before the war, but that didn't work out. And something will happen there, I think. But they would very much like, I mean, they may say something else, but they would very much like to have a deal.
Do we have a timeline?
Yeah. You are going to sell 35 F-35 jets. You are planning, you said you are planning to sell the F-35 jets to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Is it part of the security agreement? And how you assess the defense partnership between Saudi Arabia and the United States? And the question for the...
We're going to sell them F-35s. That's the end of the question,
I guess. Is it part of the security agreement or no?
No, we're going to have a deal. They're going to purchase F-35s. They're buying them from Lockheed, and it's a great plane. We make, by the way, the best military equipment. You saw that during the Iran little skirmish. We make the best planes, the best missiles. We make the best offensive missiles. We make the best military equipment in the world.
Nice. For His Royal Highness, I would like to ask you about how you see the cooperation between the United States and Saudi Arabia in the advanced technological field, especially AI, and how it will support Saudi Arabia to serve its goals to achieve the vision of 2030.
Well, I will try to answer that in short, but definitely there's a lot of interest in many industries between Saudi Arabia and America, and we are signing a lot of agreements in different areas that would really add value to American economy, but also to add value to us in Saudi Arabia. And AI, it's critical for us because one of long-term problems that we could have is lack of workforce. As you've seen in the past few years, some of them have reached 30% of the global immigration to Saudi Arabia. So we know that to assure the Saudi Arabia GDP growing with the lack of workforce that we have, we need to use a lot of computing power to replace job in the long term. So that's huge demand in Saudi Arabia, and we want to link it to American private sectors and getting the supply from America. So there's a lot of opportunities in that area.
And we're also involved in AI in Saudi Arabia. So we're working, and we're leading by a lot on AI. Actually, a lot. China would be in second place, but we're leading by a lot. And I have to say this, and our relationship with China has been very good. And as far as the buying our farm products, they're pretty much on schedule, Scott. I'd like you to call them, say if they could speed it up, it would be good.
Sure.
Okay, but they're pretty much on schedule.
If I may, I have a question for both the Crown Prince and
Abbas. Who are you?
Faisal Abbas from Arab News, Saudi Arabia, Your Excellency.
It should be a friendly question.
Your Royal Highness, just picking up on something you just mentioned about how some people tried to destroy the relationship between Saudi Arabia and the United States. Since the launch of the vision, we've been used to having the bigger picture and that everything fits into the bigger picture. Might you want to elaborate a little bit about where is the relationship, the bilateral relationship, the strategic partnership between Saudi Arabia and the United States heading, and what's the big picture there?
Well, I don't think it's a relation that we can replace it from the Saudi side or the American side. It's a critical relationship. For our political attempt, for our economical attempt, for our security, for our military, for many things. And it has been there for nine decades. And the opportunities that we have today, it's huge. And seems that it's going to get deeper in the next few decades. And what we are having today and tomorrow with President Trump, it's really a huge new chapter in this relation that will add value to both of us.
You know, when you think about it, I'm just sitting here. You're with the future king, a man who's respected by everybody, a man that doesn't have to be doing this, really. I don't have to be doing it either. And yet, we're sitting here taking questions. We didn't say, oh, you can't talk about this. And there's never been transparency like this, even in his country. But there's never been, in our country, that's been acknowledged. But we didn't put restrictions. And I'm saying it's sort of wonderful to be taking questions from all over the world. Everybody's here. This is just a small group representative of tremendous numbers of media that are outside that are very jealous that these people were so selected. But they're representing a lot of people that are outside. I think it's terrific that we can be sitting here being this open. And, you know, I think it's really a wonderful thing. Yeah.
No, that's really true. Trump is unbelievably transparent. He made that point. They've released everything they got on Kennedy, RFK, JFK. It's never enough. He releases it. He's the one covering it up because there's always something else you can find because there's so much. Like people think, oh, these were the Epstein files they're about to release with this vote in the House. That's just emails they turned over. We know the real stuff is at the State Department and CIA because he was CIA MI6, Mossad, State Department controlling. But look at this. As I explained earlier, the Muslim Brotherhood, you never hear about it. It's the real power Muslim group worldwide. And Saudi Arabia doesn't like it. And look, today I designated the Muslim Brotherhood and Council of American Islamic Relations as foreign terrorist and transactional criminal organization. This bans them from buying or acquiring land in Texas, which they're setting up old communities, and authorizes the Attorney General to sue to shut them down. That's Greg Abbott. This is what I talked about in the first hour, and now this just broke. Now, I didn't get time to get to this, but I'll get to it with Patrick Byrne coming up. We'll spend some time on that. The Trump successes. Now, even Nick Fuentes that got really mad and said, oh, the deportations aren't as high as they were in the first Trump admin. Well, that's because on record, Biden dismantled it, shut down the detention centers, cut the main enforcement force by 80%. In 10 months, Trump has, it was 5,000 and 10,000, now 15,000 agents dealing with tens of millions of people. And now it's set to be 40,000 in just a few months. Massive escalation. And now they've launched their big task forces, and I've got all these articles that are in the local news, except for the national news, of unprecedented raids, human trafficking, sex slavery, slave labor, all over the country, Michigan, Texas, New York, California, South Dakota, Florida, everywhere. And he set up, as I said, should be done. I didn't know they were actually going to do this. I know Flynn advised him of this, said he was advising him right when Trump got in. Task forces, joint task forces with state and local police, and you don't really see it in the news. It's already been massive because these are minors, so you can't just put their names out or show it. But we're talking thousands of arrests a day. I have dozens of articles around the country. 1,000 here, 300 here, 200 there, 800 here, 1,400 there. I mean, it's just crazy that with this limited force, Trump has gotten this much done. Look at this headline, Gately Pundit. ICE moves to save 450,000 unaccompanied minors abandoned, lost under Biden's border policies. They were shipped in on purpose. And it goes through it all, and the enforcement documents, the information. It's huge. But even Nick Fuentes is like, no, actually, I got to say, they're setting up detention centers. They're ratcheting up. I mean, if you look at the enforcement, Trump gets in 10 months ago, and here we are. It's so, again, he's not God. He can't just do things immediately. But they're doing it. And you see ICE out there getting attacked everywhere, so they're heroes. All right. I have not even plugged today. I'm the worst person ever. I need your support. AlexJones.com.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder. Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Yeah. receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Got his finger on the pulse on what's about to happen, or he predicted what happened when he was just here a few weeks ago. He said, watch for Mexico. The big move is going to be there, the junior partner of Venezuela. He nailed it. So smart. He's coming in here in like 5 minutes, okay? But some stations don't carry this first five of the hour, so I'm going to wait till that happens. And I'm very honored. He flies here to come on the show. I said, just come on remote. He said, no, I'll fly there. He's a billionaire, you know, smart guy. He like, gets on the plane to be on the show. So we really appreciate the respect he gives us. But let me do this right now because I've gotten so focused today that I've done like 30 seconds of plugging in 2 hours, and we're going to be shut down if we don't. So let me explain it right now. I'm going to cut an ad actually live on air. You know, I ask listeners for support because we're fighting the globalists and all the rest of this, and I sell you the best products so they work really great. But then I realize the biggest problem is me. I routinely don't even plug but once a day on air to sell our products. That's crazy. And today I'm 2 hours in the show and haven't even talked about them. That's my problem. Ladies and gentlemen, our ultramethylene blue is the best medical grade there is. It's so good for your body. We have nothing but rave reviews. It is so crazy good. But even if you buy it and don't like it, which we've had out of like 500 people I've given it to, three didn't have any effect. Every person on air I've given it to absolutely loves it. And it's so good for you. Super energy, within 30 minutes, no letdown, and you even sleep better on it. It's crazy. It's unbelievable. We have the best at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have all the other great products. I know Irish sea moss doesn't sound sexy, or Shilajit doesn't, or bovine colostrum. Whatever's the best, whatever's the highest rated, whatever absolutely delivers, that's what we sell. So take action now. The widest selection of Patriot apparel. A lot of limited edition shirts, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters are also there at thealexjonesstore.com. And even if the globalists shut down InfoWars, which they got a state receiver trying to do right now, we're fighting in court. Whatever. We got the Alex Jones Network that's owned by Bigley that I don't own, and the AlexJonesStore.com that I don't own. I'll just be the news director there. They can't shut that down. So you're keeping us on air at the same time getting incredible products. Folks, you are missing out. I'm not a hype man. They say the best salesmen sell good products. Well, I sell the best. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now because we have a sale running from now, Tuesday, November 18th, when I'm saying this live on air, until Monday, November 24th at midnight. Every order on top of all the other discounts that are there gets $10 at checkout. Just at checkout, when you hit checkout, $10 comes off. And that means if you're buying a ball cap or a t-shirt or a $20 bottle of probiotic that's excellent, it's crazy. For the next week only, add any of our amazing products to your cart, and you will get an additional 10% automatically applied at checkout. Best-selling products, ultramethylene blue, cleanest, strongest, medical grade formula, bovine colostrum, the best, 2,000 milligram per scoop. Don't know about it? You should look into it. We got the best. Ultimate sea moss. Don't know about it? Look into it. We have the best. It's like 40 milligrams per serving of two gummies or the capsules. That's like a giant bowl of Irish sea moss. Talk about, you think spinach is good for Popeye? Well, this is like spinach to the infinity. Ultimate Life Force, spike protein, cardiovascular detox. Incredible. Everybody should be taking that. It's all there. Shilajit capsules, all there. And if you're a VIP, you sign up, $30 a month, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. So if you buy anything on the store, become a VIP. And if you're worried about stuff selling out, which stuff sometimes sells out for like 6 months. One time, we sold out of the Irish sea moss 6 months because we have the highest standards. It's hard to get the ingredients. You sign up for AutoShip, they hold it back for you, and you get 50% off in the future order. You can cancel anytime. So it's not much of a commitment when you become a VIP or a subscriber because you can't sleep time. You just get all the benefits. But we know it's so good when you get it, you'll reorder. We have an 80%+ reorder on the Methylene Blue. Nobody has that.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Shells in the upcoming war with Venezuela, what's happening in Mexico, and more. Share the live feeds now.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Oh, God, I'm scared now. These people really think, like, threatening me scares me. You don't know, I didn't already know this, it's why I'm coming after you. I'm a warrior. I come from good people that built this country. You're not dealing with all the trash and scum you come from. You're dealing with a Texan, bitch. And there's still some of us left. And we crush snakes under our heels. You got the tiger by the tail. You've got the problem. I am the detonator of the revolution you see around you, and you know it. And my work has just begun. So fill your hand.
Fill your hand, you son of a bitch.
You want a war? You've got a war. You've been attacking me and been enjoying yourself in your arrogant perch that you're part of the power structure, Invincible. You are scum. You are losers. You are retarded gremlins that fed on this country when she was asleep. Well, she ain't asleep now, bitch. So let me tell you about the real mafia of populism. Let me tell you about real power that comes from real people. With real guts and real bones and real morals. If you think hurting and attacking people like me and the American people that are now awake will make us go away, please continue, and you will continue to find out. We've only begun to fight. And like a boa constrictor, we're wrapped around them, and they got us, we got them. And we're just squeezing and squeezing. And we get stronger and you get weaker. So you just believe your little MSNBC bubble. You just stay in your little bubble. You just wear your little virtual reality goggles and just live in your little fantasy land all you want. But while you're doing that, we are moving. And we've just begun to move. And if you think you're in trouble now, you haven't even begun to run into the next wave. It gets here in about a year. You think you can discredit, remove Trump, and stop us? That's hilarious. You think you can take our purity and get us to attack Trump and get him out of the way for you? That's a symbol of how good we are and how strong we are. Now we're not going away. You see our purity as weakness. No, it's our strength.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to alexjonesapp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Do you wanna be?
But if you wanna find hell with me, I'm gonna show you what it's like. Till you're bleeding, I'm not about to see your lie. But if you wanna find hell with me, I'm gonna show you what it's like.
Three of this live Tuesday, November 18th, 2025 transmission. The great Patrick Byrne is in studio. So flattered he'd actually come here personally for this. And I got to tell you, I'm not going to go over a billionaire, businessman, tech guy, all the rest of it. And then it got declassified last year, done intelligence work for the United States for decades. At Patrick Byrne, Enemy Within, docuseries.com. We'll get into his new book and the films and more. But the big thing is, and we've been crushed down. We've lost about half a production crew, but we're about to relaunch, so it's great. We're sorry we had to lose them under the enemy attacks. But used to, I can say, hey, this guest is coming. He was on 2 weeks ago. Get this. But listeners can do it. Or I'm sure the crew could use the clip genie with AI to find it. You were here like 3 weeks ago or whatever it was. You said, well, Mexico, which we all know is true if you're informed, is the junior partner of Venezuela, the piggy bank for the Democrats. They're stealing the elections. They're not just shipping in fentanyl. This is reestablishing the Monroe Doctrine. And it's on record that Mexico's junior partner, Sheinbaum, has openly said, leave the cartels alone. And obviously the State Department and CIA are involved in this, but they're just supporting a popular uprising. You have a Mexican Independence Day on the 20th coming up. That's when the next big thing happens. And then Trump, I got a clip, said, oh, yeah, we're getting ready to start taking out the cartels, which the public wants. This is all perfectly tied. So does the U.S. hit Mexico first or Venezuela first? Or Maduro, as you weeks ago said he should do. He says, I'm ready for a deal. I'm ready to leave after offering, all these concessions, gold and oil. But that's for cartel light. We know the CIA, the bad elements, wanted to actually keep the bad guys in, just have Maduro leave. Trump said no to his credit. So I'm not normally a regime change guy, but that's because we haven't had people in our hemisphere doing something like this. If you look at the Barbary Wars 1 and 2, the first one with Thomas Jefferson, our third president, he was the big anti-interventionist, but we were getting hijacked by the Islamics and all the rest of it. And in our ships, you went over there and kicked their ass. So this is completely classic America. This is not neocon. So you, because you were heavily involved at the center of exposing the election fraud, exposing Maduro stealing the election, Nicolas Maduro. And so it's just amazing to have you here because everything you said is unfolding as you predicted it. Then I want to get into all the other developments, the election fraud, a bunch of clips. The only problem was you shouldn't fly her to do 1 hour. In fact, I don't know if we set him up with Harrison or
I'll come back Thursday.
No, come back Thursday. Let's do 2 hours. Jesus.
Okay, I'll come back Thursday.
I mean, listen, just to set this up takes 10 minutes. So, and then where's that other stack of documents? You sent me a bunch of other videos.
I have them here. I don't know if she.
Yeah, I mean, it's on my left. Where is it?
Way left, she says. Way left.
Just print it all again. I can't keep track of it.
There you go.
A bunch of it fell off the table.
It should look like this.
Yeah, yeah. I got it. It's just, I'm an information overload here. So we'll get to all that, but you got the floor now. How did you call Mexico? How did you call Venezuela? Not just 3 weeks ago. You were on, 6 months ago, a year ago, saying, watch, when Trump gets in, this is happening. You're on the inside. What's coming next?
Although I can tell you I'll tell you my opinion. I don't pretend to be leaking anything inside, but I can tell you, in Aliens, when Weaver fights her way through everything and she gets to the nest.
The queen bee.
Yeah, Venezuela is the queen bee. You might say Cuba's like the frontal lobe of the queen bee. Cuba was the teacher, but Venezuela is a Fidel Castro creation. So Venezuelan cartel is really the granddaddy cartel. The other cartels we're fighting, like the guys from Mexico they're just the junior partners to the Venezuelan cartel. So, of course, we have to hit the nest first, the queen bee first. We have to hit them first.
Perfect analogy. Continue.
Well,
Marco Rubio, they're designating the main cartel as a terrorist group, and Maduro is the head. That's the final piece before the invasion?
Well, I'm not going to comment on invasion or not. I think on what their plans are, I can say, I think it's the most important. And I'm like you. I'm not a regime change guy. I'm a Milton Friedman, war is bad kind of guy. This is the most necessary war since the revolution and probably the civil war. This is Venezuela committed not just an act of war against us. They conquered us. They overthrew us. They installed a dope who then lowered the gates of the city and let 10 million military-age men show up. That we were conquered. And the padlock on the dungeon door was the election last year. We got a lucky effort punch in, and we got out of it. But we can. This is the most necessary war we fought since the Revolution and the Civil War.
No, I totally agree. If people that don't know, Venezuela has some of the biggest oil reserves in the world, second biggest, maybe first. It's on record in the Democrat piggy bank. So taking out the deep state, you take them out.
You know, and you know what? I've had access to, because of this intelligence activity, a private intelligence activity I conducted with that now CIA Gary Benson is out there. Bernson is out there maybe being a little too public about, but him and another, we ran this. We have actually acquired the bribes that were paid by the Venezuelan.
Yeah, you were talking about Venezuela before anybody else was.
The Venezuelan regime has paid bribes not only to numerous domestic American peace activists who have been down there campaigning for Maduro. Wait till you see who got tens of millions of dollars. I'm not going to say the name. I'm going to clear one guy who didn't, Noam Chomsky. Because he was one of the guys that was down there a lot. He's one who didn't take it. But other names you're going to find out. And in addition, South American leaderships, especially every name you've heard of in the last generation, has taken, like, you know, the Kitchener's in Argentina, the husband, wife. They took $700 million. The lefty in Ecuador, he took like $300 million. The guy.
Yeah, people are wondering where the trillions of their, or hundreds of millions of oil sales went. It all went to buying everything.
The guy in Nicaragua.
Does Venezuela run itself or does China run it? Well, you learned it was the CIA above it.
Chairman of the board of all of this is China, but this is where it gets crazy. Since you ask, I believe, and I'm sort of on the outside because I'm such a wild card, but I have an idea of what's going on inside. I actually know that one of the holdups has been for months, and I would not do this other than they're still doing it, is the CIA has been fighting for some alternative other than regime change. They are protecting Maduro.
Yeah, people are asking, and that's my sources too, in CENTCOM, you name it.
Yep.
And Southcom, they're asking, why are you suddenly for regime change? You've never done it. Because the CIA doesn't want it.
Correct. And so what they've been fighting for is there's the head of military intelligence of Venezuela is Sabine. They're trying to get rid of Maduro and say, let's just take the general who's in charge of military intelligence and make him, that's going from cartel to cartel light. The CIA has been holding things up, fighting for that solution. And that's because they know this woman who's wonderful, Maria Corina Machado, like 85% domestic support. People love her. And
they stole the election from her.
She's, they don't want her in because they know she's going to reveal everything. And
well, that went to my problem. You said, well, don't worry. The CIA is not running this. The military is. They're in all of it. My concern is a Bay of Pigs setup.
Oh, my. I believe they're. Was an attempt to do something like that. I'm not going to say anymore. There was an attempt within the government by somebody to lead us into a Bay of Pigs 2.0.
Oh, wow. So since I talked to you 3 weeks ago, was that group they said they busted?
I'm not going to say who it is, but someone got it.
I predicted like 2 days before it happened. Remember, you were here. I said they're going to do that, and 2 days later that happened.
Well, it is.
I know what you're talking about.
It is the case that
you mean the group they grabbed and claimed it was CIA, but it wasn't.
No.
They hired a group and ratted them out.
No, I'm saying that. I don't want to overstep any lines, but I can tell you that there's been a discovery of somebody within the government who, discovery of somebody within the government who it appears was trying to lead us into a Bay of Pigs 2.0. And it was not good for his career, but I'm not going to say anymore. So there are traitors within our government. And when this is all over, I'll let you know. There was somebody within the government who was trying to, it appears, lead us into a bait.
But remember, I don't know, it was a month ago. You've been on a bunch lately, but whether it was 2 months ago or a month ago, remember I said I'm worried about a Bay of Pigs.
Yeah, well, you were right too. It was actually being engineered. It was engineered. See, you got to understand this is a multi-layer attack from Cuba and Venezuela. Yeah, the chairman of the board is China, but the front that we're fighting is Cuba, Venezuela. They attacked us first by infiltrating us with spies. Our government has about 20 Marxist communist spies. And I know it sounds like Joe McCarthy, but they're already getting arrested.
I think that's a low number.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the mayor of L.A. was an admitted intelligence agency for him and admitted it.
Yeah. Trained Marxist. That's like a non sequitur. Secondly, so they came at us that way, then they came at us with a fake election equipment, and then they came at us with Trinidad-Aragua. So this is a multi-level, multi-dimensional war we've been fighting, and Americans don't even understand we're at war. But we are penetrated, and we're so penetrated, I'm probably can't say any more. I've maybe already said too much, but I can tell you that in the process of preparations for this, it transpired. They found somebody who was trying to lead us into a Bay of Pigs 2.0.
Well, I did not. That was just the obvious prediction. They want to embarrass Trump. They don't want regime change. So,
and that person was relieved. Don't worry. That person is no longer around. But
well, obviously, they want Maduro to go. So what do you make of him last week saying, I'm ready to go. We make a deal. So obviously, the good hope is he just leaves. But then what happens? They hold free and fair elections or what happens?
Yeah, well, he's offered different things. Let me stay for 3 years in transition. Okay, I'll leave, but we'll put my number two in charge. But no, we needed to be turned over to the real winner of the last election, who's MCM's man, Bundo. And he will commit, I'm sure, in like the first 6 months to hold free and fair elections. And that's the way you transition. There is a winner. A guy won with about 80% of the vote last July. They canceled the election by noon. They just canceled all the transparency. They normally show results in Caracas as the results come in and they say, oh, what do you know? We won again. And it's all rigged. But this time by noon, something happened, as I've described before, to their ability to rig their election on election day. And so they couldn't rig it and the results were coming in 80-20. So they just canceled the TV show and came out the next morning and said, we won 51-49 and they arrested 2,000 leaders. So for the rightful president to be installed would not be any big offense to international law or something. It's just.
Yeah, but I mean, three aircraft carriers, the Marines, the Army. Trump doesn't do that as a bluff.
Yeah.
And now he says he'll negotiate with Maduro. I mean, what do you think is going to happen?
I think that we're going, if Maduro has any sense, what's the point of getting 10,000 people of his own people killed? He should get on a plane and leave. They've offered him exit. He can leave. I know that China, Russia, and Iran have actually refused to take him because they don't want the heat. But there is a
country. Yeah, is this going to look like the first, you know, remake, two-part of Dune when the Harkonnens attack Arakeen? I mean, that's what it's going to look like in Caracas.
It's going to be over. It's going to be a war unlike. I've got friends in the special operations community, and they are studying the disposition of forces. And it's a very unusual force floating around in the Caribbean. Yes, there's a Marine Expeditionary Unit, and then there's a bunch of black helicopter guys and snatch and grab. It's all the 160th and the SEAL Team 6 and similar units in the Army down there. So it's going to be a very unusual kind of war, as well as a massive air campaign. If it happens, ideally they get a look at it. I don't know if they actually have a conception of the power that is against them. And their military is set up to shoot protesters. Their military is not set up.
It's all suppressive.
Yeah, it has no real ability to fight any real military. So it's going to be.
Well, I can guess, and I don't want to give away secrets, but the communists aren't that stupid. They know. No, they're going to vaporize the leadership positions, take out the ports, take out the military bases, bomb the main palaces, just as a show that he's done, and then sit back and watch. And if they have to, they'll go in then and grab them, and then they're going to have diversionary military attacks to draw them out, and then hope they shoot Russian missiles at our ships, and then it's Katie bar the door once we get a U.S. Aircraft carrier on fire.
Yeah, and it arrived. The USS Gerald Ford arrived, the biggest and most advanced in the world.
There's three now.
Yeah.
And this, we don't have to do a Gulf of Tonkin or the Maine here. You think they're dumb enough to attack those aircraft carriers?
I don't think they'll attack, but we're going to press the issue. We're just going to keep escalating until eventually they break. We're going to put planes over them.
No, I agree. It's clear the decisions were made.
Yeah,
so what's the timeline, do you think?
I hope he's. Yeah, I shouldn't estimate on that because hints have been made to me, so I'm not going to say anything. But it has to happen.
I already thought it would happen. I predicted a month ago, but within a month. So I'm already a rare time I'm not right. I thought it would be happening now.
I thought it would be happening by the time the USS Gerald Ford got within about 300 miles of South America. I thought they would launch right off. They didn't. They've gotten there. They've regrouped. Who knows what they're doing. But I think that Maduro and his regime has been offered an exit. There's a country they can go to, sit in a resort the rest of their life, not be touched. And they should take that. You know, it's a place.
Take the Napoleon deal.
Yeah, take the Napoleon deal. It's not a bad place. Nice sun. You're just fine. It's a lot better than what's going to happen to you if you stay in your bunkers. It's not, the war's going to be very short. And they're hoping to get an insurgency going. But unlike Saddam, there's, you know, 85% of the people are really against them.
Well, plus, that was really a Shiite-Sunni civil war over Iraq. It wasn't even an insurgency.
It was, yeah.
We were just in the middle of them fighting.
Their war went back 1,000 years. We just sort of stumbled into it.
Yeah, we just, it was like two pit bulls are fighting. You're actually not fighting them. You're just dumb enough to reach out and try to separate them. Mm.
You want to hear something crazy that that I've been asked actually to leak to the world or present to the world?
Hey, you're the boss. I want you to come back Thursday for 2 hours.
I'll come back Thursday for 2 hours.
You brought too much here. The stuff you gave me made the top of my head blow off.
Look at some of it. Tell me what you want to talk about.
Go wherever you want. Hold on. Let's do that next segment. Let's talk about Mexico because you were on 2-3 weeks ago, whatever it was. You said, watch Mexico. Big things are about to happen. And it's not just bombing cartels. No, something else. And I went, oh, color revolution. He goes, well, yeah, they're pissed off. And then clearly we just have to nudge it. Now that's happening. They're the junior partners. So you remember predicting that?
I do. I can also say that I think things are ready to kick off in Europe. There are places where people have had enough. And you might see some kind of insurrection as well. Just like we're seeing in Mexico, where the people are getting together. And you see what was going on yesterday down in front of the president's palace and such?
Yeah, no, millions up all over the country. I mean, look at this. But I'm saying, clearly, obviously, Trump's involved in that at some level. But that's organic. Her endorsing the drug cartels, saying leave them alone. So, I think Mexico falls to the people on November 20th or Independence Day.
November 20th? I think that's too quick. I think Venezuela will probably go down first. Once Venezuela goes down, the cartels are headless. I mean, they've
that's like in The Godfather, what's the guy's name that
Barzani, the guy who brings in the deal is the traitor, Michael.
He like sets up Michael's sister to get Sonny killed,
right.
And then he's sitting there and he's calling all his, they're all dead, and he's like.
Right, and he's calling,
and he's like, "They're all dead." Dude. It's like there's no, so like Sheinbaum would be calling. There's like, there's nobody, like nobody's answering.
Yeah, I think Trump's on a roll, and I really am not. I regret any pro-war sentiment I've ever had in my life because I think that it's just made things worse on just about everything we've done. But this is the most necessary war we've had in 100 years.
Well, I'm the same way, but I mean, if you read the Constitution, all that. We're supposed to be involved around our country.
Yeah. You know, would George Washington have gone to Europe for World War One, or would he have said, Europeans commit auto-genocide every generation or two? Just what do we have? We don't have a dog in that fight. But we got dragged into that. And I'm not even sure that those were necessary. I know that's an extreme. They call that paleoconservative, that maybe we should not have entered World War One.
Oh, World War One was engineered by the British, the Black Hand, and then gave rise to Hitler, and then World War II had to be done. Hitler was bad. But 100%, the British Empire engineered World War I. That was wrong. And that's why Neville Chamberlain and all them were like not wanting it because they knew they were, and then it got out of control. But this is 100%. Folks, you can't defeat the Democrats without destroying their piggy bank.
Yeah. It's also turned out that Soros gets billions. I think $12 billion he's gotten from Venezuela.
Oh, yeah.
Not only their lefties on television telling you Venezuela, peace, socialism, who have themselves taken $10 million or more, but all kinds of politicians have taken it through Soros.
Yeah, how much money do you think Sean Penn got down there literally slobbing the knob of Hugo Chavez?
I know the answer to that, whether or not he took any, and I'm just not going to comment.
You certainly worship him.
I do?
No. Sean Penn. Worship Hugo Chavez.
Yeah, I know. He's the celebrities like that, you can assume that a fair number of them have actually gotten bribes. I'm not saying Sean Penn did, who's a friend of a friend, but a number of those people took bribes, like $50 million bribes.
We'll be right back with Patrick Murray to all this domestic news. Straight ahead. Stay with us. This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra Methylene Blue and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be shut down. They have a state receiver. Said it could be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network. and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit is awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We are live, still on air, despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants. All right, Patrick Byrne has too much to talk about, so he's in Houston tomorrow. He's coming back with us on Thursday for 2 hours, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And we definitely, I don't know if you guys ask, because every time we have a big guest, he's getting booked on other shows. I don't know if Harrison has room or if he can stay, but we need to get him on there because he's got so much to cover and sent us so much. But Let's do a plug, because I got to fund this operation. Your idea, you came in here 6 months ago, and then again a couple months ago. You love our methylene blue, Patrick, and I didn't ask you to do this, but you said you want to do a testimonial, so tell us what happened.
I really do. I love coming here because I always pilfer my supply. Some days, you know, you get old, you just want to lay in bed, you don't want to. I never have one of those days when I'm on this. I just have energy, and not like you're taking speed. I just never have a down day. I feel so productive. And I get so much, and when I ran out of this 2 weeks ago and from my last time with you, and I have felt the difference. When I'm on a...
But you got to watch it, though. The pills are good because it's contained. Yeah,
I do like the pills because I keep looking like Papa Smurf, as you said.
Absolutely.
So, but I swear, if you just take this consistently, and I know I'm sounding like a lotions and potions salesman, but every day I feel good, I feel energetic, and I want to get stuff done. I don't know how to explain it. I don't even know what level it operates on. Do you know what the biochemistry is?
I've had the scientist on, I'm dumb, but it skips a couple levels. The oxidation process supercharges your mitochondria and just cleans your whole body out with no letdown. It's just, it's good for everything. The Germans invented it in like the 1880s. And then, in fact, it's the oldest patented drug. We don't sell it as a drug, folks. And we have this great medical grade. It funds the operation. People love it. It is insane. You know, Kennedy obsesses on it. And we finally went down and got like the top producer. So that's what we got.
How much is a bottle of 30?
Yeah.
How much is it? How many dollars? Is it like a buck?
30-something bucks.
Yeah, a buck a day. I swear, I really, I'm not just saying this because Alex has become a friend. I look forward to coming here just to resupply that.
Well, there's more than 30 doses in it, too.
When I've been on it, I've been using it for weeks, I feel great. And then as soon as I run out of it, I will feel a difference within a few days. I just start being a slug. So you'll see more of me.
Well, I really appreciate you liking it, but everybody said the same thing. This is like the biggest game changer ever, the AlexJonesStore.com. All right. We're going to get into your new film, Danger Close, everything on Thursday. We'll mention that today, but finishing up with the Mexican drug cartels controlled by Venezuela. What's happening? You sent a bunch of clips. 3 years ago, Venezuela opened its prisons and sent us all of their different criminals. Here's a quick clip of that, and then it dovetails playing back to back of Eric Prince a few days ago on with Steve Bannon explaining, and this is on record, by the way, that China is all over Latin America, allied, and is the main force from the Panama Canal. We're pushing them out there to Venezuela through Mexico. And Sheinbaum is a globalist WEF climate scientist on the CHICOM payroll. So China is a big player here, folks. This is all about pushing China out. Here's those clips back to back.
El calor tiempo antes el alcohol. Así están esos refugios ahorita, mano. Como si hubiera pollo, una vaina así. Eso está así de puro venezolano. Y puro mala conducta, así como yo que le boletica, mira. Eso es lo que va en el metro así con tu teléfono y te dejo en chivirlancha, ¿te suena? Quédate dormido para que tú veas. 2 añitos se acaban los Estados Unidos, se llamaba.
All right, let's go to the Prince clip in a minute. Stop here. I realize this is Spanish for radio listeners. What is he saying?
He's saying that was a Venezuelan gangster in the TV series. Could see the subtitles. Venezuelan gangster in the immigration line coming into the United States a couple years ago, saying, "You know what's coming for you, America? Bunch of killers like me. Where they fall asleep on the subway and we'll slit your throat. You'll find out." In 2 years, the country now known as the United States of America won't exist anymore. This is what they were saying 2 years ago. And they sent us tens of thousands of trained killers like that. That's an act of war.
And what did you make of Maduro 8 months ago saying, I'll admit it, Biden said send the illegals. I have the documents, which you know is true. Why would the Democrats want this?
Well, the Democrats, people just have to accept. We have a party that was trying to overthrow the United States. It's an inside-outside communist strategy. They were trying to overthrow the United States. And there's a reason. You probably know about Obama in the last year of his term. He bought millions of AR-15s and a trillion rounds of ammo and scattered around. But what they learned at the end of the first Trump
presidency. And he funded the Muslim Brotherhood.
That the latte boys, the barista boys, don't have the muscle to do it. They needed some muscle. So when Biden got installed, he brought in 10 to 20 million military age men. That was to be the army.
And this is the Weatherman presidency.
We were never supposed to get out of this dilemma. And they were going to cook 2024 too. And so that was the army that was coming forth. You know, so that's why Obama bought the weapons. And that's why Biden, you asked, yes, Maduro came out 8 months ago and said, we met with them in Panama. FBI came down and told us, open your prisons, let all our people, send them to America. I'd love to ask why, you know, he says, I'll give you the paperwork, the proof. Yeah, it's because they were overthrowing us. They were trying to overthrow the United States of America.
Well, that's the original Larry Grathwald, you know, the Green Beret that got inside their deal and put them in prison with it. These were, you know, all the top weathermen, heirs, all of them, saying this plan to use a Latin American invasion. Just, they didn't make the movie in the early 80s, Red Dawn, out of their butt. That was off of that documents that came out. So they've always had this Red Dawn plan.
And, you know, there's an old movie of Barack Obama where he started his political career. Was the living room of Bill Ayers.
No.
Did you know that? That's where he announced for his first run for state, you know.
Oh, I met Bill Ayers only. Obama was his protege.
Here's another strange thing about Obama. Obama, his social, you know, when you turn 18, you have to get selective service number registered. His selective service number shows that he was living in Connecticut. There's nothing in his history that says why he'd be living in Connecticut. However, Bill Ayers was living still underground as a high school teacher in Connecticut during those years, their connection may go that far back. But this was absolutely a plot to overthrow the country. And listen, this sounds like conspiracy theory, but I'll say again, I worked for them. I worked for Comey, Brennan, and Barack Obama. In fact, here's a crazy story. I don't know if I've ever told this.
Oh, what was the new thing you said was exclusive you can break today?
This new thing, I was told by lawyers I can break this.
Well, tell the old story first, are you?
Okay.
Before I come back for 2 hours on Thursday, baby.
Well, no, I do want to tell you this story.
No, sorry.
So I've insisted and been clear that that in my book, I have nothing to do with the CIA. I don't want anything to do with the CIA. Never. That was my red line. But I did have all these other relationships in government. In 2006, somebody else in government took me to lunch and said, would you like to, you've done such nice work for us in this peace stuff that you do for us. Would you be willing to work for some sort of high speed group that we'd move you under? And I said, sure, sure. Well, that woman emerged 7 years later as John Brennan's protege number two. He had two female proteges. That was protege. Isn't it the light that's green?
The red light right there.
Oh, the red light is the one that I look at?
No, now it's green. Your red light right there.
Ah, okay. Sorry. I've been looking for the green light.
I love you looking at me, but I want you to look at them.
that woman emerged as John Brennan's protege number two. So it's quite, so since 2006 Ford, even though I understood myself not to have anything to the CIA, some of the assignments I got.
You were working for him and didn't
know it. John Brennan. And they never use his name. And that's why I know the secrets I know, including that John Brennan and Barack Obama in Thanksgiving 2015 started a coup. It started against Hillary Clinton. And they had me set her up in a bribe so they could blackmail her. And then Trump won in a fluke, and this whole, it all pivoted to the Russian collusion. It's all a setup. And I say that as the guy, I was right in the middle of it. So anyway, I actually have realized that some of my orders since 2006 may have come from John Brennan. I know a lot of things I'm not supposed to know. Flynn says he's shocked I'm alive. He says, I don't know why they didn't kill you and your handlers. The stuff you know, Patrick, is the most radioactive stuff I've ever heard. So anyway.
And it's been proven. So
I'd love to tell you about this. Oh, do you want to play his? Do you have it? He wrote the preface to my book, and we have a clip, I'm told, of the first sentence or two he read in the audio book. Do you, Daria, can you play that?
Through my work as a senior intelligence officer in the world of national security and special operations, I have known about the courageous work Patrick Byrne has been directed to do on behalf of the United States government. Most people don't understand the work of national intelligence assets. But that is what Patrick has been asked to be within the opaque world of government-to-government relationships.
So you recognize
he's
his
been
voice,
placed
right?
into extremely difficult positions,
well, you can
and
stop.
Has had to use his judgment.
Okay. So that's all in the book. But anyway, the point is, when I'm talking this way, I know I sound like a nut job.
You don't.
I'm breaking so many laws.
You're
by
a billionaire
coming out of,
guy that was willing to fight.
I was. You know, I blew it all.
And you got
I blew
into,
it all.
Yeah, but you got into the intelligence and learned later you were in it. That's actually how it works.
It's, yeah, well, anyway, so let me go to this other thing I'm supposed to break today, and they want me to get this out. It's a big thing. It's a big deal. in, who's the guy? Tom Fenton. What's his word? Judicial Watch.
A great guy.
Great guy. He got a FOIA response earlier this week that our lawyer, Stephanie, has gone through. It was also Tina's lawyer and such. And we have found there's an organization we never heard of. And it's this one shown here. If you even want to pull up this website.
Oh, red shot. We'll play the clip.
It's a website. It's called States Democracy, I'm blocking the name. States Democracy something.
States United Democracy Center.
States United Democracy Center. That's the queen bee of lawfare. 20 Democratic AGs were signed up with them. And you should see their emails.
Democracy. Jesus James targeted me.
Yeah, now look at the next image. Can you put the next image up? Here's like they're describing the leading democracy scholars and experts warn that prosecution of Letitia James threatens the rule of law. So you get who they are, right? Turns out 20 Democratic AGs hired them behind the scenes. They were running all the lawfare against everyone who fought for election integrity. And the emails are pathetic. The Democratic AGs are writing them like the AGs are junior associates at a law firm.
Oh, I had show trials that were produced by HBO by the second trial. Look over the judge. They have the same script. Same people.
And guess who's behind? You'll never guess. Who funds this NGO? The
George Soros.
Yeah, you cheated. How did you know? It's amazing. George Soros funds the organization, and there's another group we're looking into it behind it, that the Democratic AGs basically outsource their offices to. These guys organize the going after Tina Peters, Stephanie Lambert, Matt DiPerno, all the people you've heard, all the lawyers who lifted a pen, it was all run out of a center no one had heard of until now, and it's all funded by Soros. But what's so pathetic is these Democratic attorney generals, as they're communicating, they're acting like Summers associates in a law firm talking to the senior. They're like, well, we filed this one now. How long do you think we should wait? But is it okay if we do this? They're asking for permission from this NGO about.
Oh, I've probably only had 10 anxiety attacks in my life. First time I had one in high school, I went home to mom. I couldn't breathe. I was like, she has an anxiety attack. I'm sitting there in the second Connecticut show trial after Texas. And I'd been sitting there in the Texas show trial produced by HBO, and I've already found guilty and all these things I've done to do. And I'm looking over, the judge is in Connecticut, and I'm looking over, she's right here, and I remember the exact same rules I couldn't do, and it was a script. And I start having an anxiety attack, and the lawyers look at me, they think they got me, because I'm under, examination while this is happening, and then I pull myself together, but I knew it was corrupt, I knew it was bad, but when I looked over and saw a actual script, I was like, it was next level. Right. Like, these people 100% know they're corrupt and evil.
So it turns out that George Soros is funding an NGO we never heard of that's actually advising the state AGs.
George Soros is running the states, which was his plan.
He's running the state. They're his hired guns. They're his bitches, if I may say.
They put him in
like
power.
His bitches. It's crazy.
And he's an admitted Hillary Clinton CIA cutout.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's...
The State Department.
Yeah, he's State Department. He's also Venezuela. It's going to turn out that elements of our government are in league with China and Venezuela and everything that's gone on.
Well, look at Larry Summers, Chinese agent.
Yeah, did you see that email? You just put up an email that he was looking for advice from Epstein?
Yeah, because he's dating the daughter of the deputy head of the CCP. Again, just like Swallowswell. And again, the Democrats were dumb enough to try to burn Trump and release this.
Yeah, why... I think that your analysis is correct. I think that that the Epstein tapes are about is there's several thousand elites around the world, from bankers and royalty to politicians and movie stars, who are on tape either eating baby brains or having sex with a child. And they all know that they are part of some elite. And they may not even be like normally like that, but they got told, for you to get your $100 million contract, LeBron, you're going to take one for the team. Like, did you know LeBron did that with P. Diddy? So they all know that they exist. And so they know that they're a self-aware elite. They know they have to dig in and fight what this populist movement are doing.
That's why they did this, so they'd be unified.
Or they're going to be,
The Nazis called it the cement of blood. Where they would get them to do horrible things because now you're compromised.
Yeah. Well, they're on tape. And that's what's actually, I believe, behind all that.
Yeah, why they came and said to Trump national security. Then they double-crossed Trump and tried to connect him with no evidence. So now he's like, we're releasing everything. We're going after all of you. They've got to be panicked right now.
He's a great chess player. Or jujitsu. He jujitsus them out of their, he takes their attacks and uses it against
them. Well, beyond jujitsu, it's more like judo. You use their force against them.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you that I was about 2 months before he was arrested? First, I was offered, after he was arrested, I was offered to be Epstein 2.0. They offered to set me up with something, and I declined. But I'll tell you that story a different day. However, I was offered, Epstein put a real thing on me to get me to come visit him about 2 months before he got arrested. And I was supposed to come to the island. And I knew that they were doing that. And like, I went to a conference, and somebody came to this conference and found like three opportunities over the course of a weekend to tell me, oh, Jeffrey really wants to meet you, Pat. Would you go to his island? Don't believe what you heard. He's a wonderful guy. He's got the greatest trading room. He's the most advanced guy. He's good friends with Bill Gates. He's on the phone all day with Bill. He's a fabulous guy. You're going to know he really wants you to go. I knew they were getting me to go so they could compromise me to keep me quiet about secrets, the secrets that are in that book. They were trying to compromise me. So, but I got thinking the ethically right thing to do is probably to go out and find a way to murder Jeffrey Epstein. Did I ever tell you this story?
You want to strangle him in a pool.
Oh, yes. You want to strangle him in the ocean. Yeah. But then I found.
That's the point is that most people fighting corruption are trying to get a payoff. So they thought you were that. That's the normal thing.
No, they knew that they already had figured out that I was giving things to Congress, to John Ratcliffe, which turned out to be the biggest joke in the world. I was giving Congressman John Ratcliffe the information about the deep state. And
then Ratcliffe goes, you gotta shut this guy down.
Yeah, well, whatever. But I picked up from certain people that they had figured out what I was doing. And so they went to set me up and get me out there. And then I declined, and then he got arrested.
Let's play this clip you sent us. Remember Hillary?
Yes.
Going Stasi, talking about what she wants and what they really stand for. Here it is.
And look at the Christiana Annapour's lack of response. This should end her career as a journalist.
Here it is.
Isn't this little tale of extremism waving, wagging the dog of the Republican Party as it is today? Mm-hmm. And sadly, so many of those extremists, those MAGA extremists, take their marching orders from Donald Trump, who has no credibility left by any measure. He's only in it for himself. He's now defending himself in civil actions and criminal actions. And when do they break with him? Because at some point, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members, but something needs to happen.
Do you see how she laughed at that? That should be any legitimate journalist's career should be over for letting her slide. They were trying to predictive program the American public.
A coup.
Well, that was during Biden's presidency. They thought they were never going to lose power. So they were moving us. They were getting people accustomed to the idea of that there was going to be
a persecution.
Yeah.
So what do they do now? Because they're major disarray. They're trying to create a MAGA civil war, connecting Trump to Epstein with his missteps. He got involved. But it's ours to lose at this point. Their funding's being cut off. They're disarrayed. What is your advice to President Trump, the American people?
Well, in Vietnam, the people most often got ambushed as they were walking back to the base, and they click away from it or something. It's like, don't let your guard down. We have fought a heck of a fight for 5 years. We're almost there. We definitely have to power through and not let this election a year from now take it from us. But we're not. There's one last ugly thing that has to be done. We cannot. We have found the cancer. The cancer that needs to be excised is the Chavista gut, the Bolivarian government of Venezuela. And none of this, we've just delayed things if all we do is we let that exist. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm full, this is the most important war we have had to fight in 160 years. And so I hope you see us go change Venezuela. I hope we do it with as little bombing as possible, but we can't let...
I think Venezuela's key because it's money laundering, but also Ukraine. That's how the deep state is still funding itself. Trump's cut most of the funding. What about Ukraine?
Well, Ukraine... So I was raised politically by hardcore right-wing, like World War II guy General Jack Vesey, who was Reagan's chairman of the Joint Chiefs twice. Like, you don't get any more hawk than this guy. And back, he took me to see George Shultz back in 2015, and they were in full agreement that there's no reason we should be starting World War III over Ukraine, and that we, the United States, should not take it into NATO. These were guys who were as...
And that's the Baker Group.
Yeah, that's the Baker, and there's that, he did say not an inch further.
But that's even the old school, Yeah. So, yeah.
But even the way to view it, the idealists want to say, well, why should Putin be able to do this or that? The realistic way to view the world is there are three great nations, the U.S., Russia, and China. Each has special prerogatives. And what we need to do is get those three into some kind of agreement. And then each of them sort of runs their block. That's the way to peace. And the idea that we can do it with just international organizations and this liberal order that we've been fighting for since World War II, I think that theory is on its death knell. We have.
And the EU's plan to stay relevant by defeating Russia is insane.
And by taking Ukraine into NATO, that is provoking. That's something, if you view the world in terms of three great powers, we don't do these things to each other. We shouldn't be taking Ukraine into NATO. We should have kept it neutral all along. We've essentially lost, you know, we're lucky if Putin doesn't take 85% of it. He doesn't want the Catholic part, but he wants 85% of it. If we can keep him to taking the 20% he's already taken.
That's a win. So, when NATO started it.
When NATO started it.
I'm worried about the attempted MAGA civil war. The corporate media giving attention to people that attack Trump, not from a legitimate place to get him to course correct, but just to create a fight. I'm really concerned about that. Where do you see that going?
Well, that's a good point, and it is splitting MAGA, and it's on, you're talking about all the stuff on the Israeli question or the Charlie
all
Kirk
of it.
Question?
Yeah, Kirk, Israel, and Epstein.
Well, I think Epstein's gonna come back. I think that Epstein does a lot more damage to Democrats than Republicans.
But yeah, if you're informed, but that's cause you're informed.
Yeah. Well, what do I think of that? You're better tied into this whole sphere. What do you think of that? Let me throw that on you. What do you think is the?
I think Trump should give sophisticated answers like today and yesterday. That no, it's not that Epstein's a hoax. Me being involved is a hoax, and he shouldn't get mad at supporters that are under attack. And he should just ignore Massey and Green and just move forward.
Yes, I'm sorry that he goes after Massey like he does because I actually like Massey. I think he's a. You don't like him?
No, I do. No, I'm saying it's exactly. I'm saying it's a bad move.
Well, it's the wrong time to have to be bayoneting our own wounded. We've got lots of wounded. It's been a crazy 5 years. We shouldn't be bayoneting our own wounded right now.
I agree. So when you're back on Thursday for 2 hours, we're going to do your book, your film. But how do people find you, Patrick Byrne?
Twitter, or I do something on, I'm on X as Patrick Byrne, at Patrick Byrne. I'm on Locals as well.
EnemyWithin.com, AmericaProject.com, and what are we going to cover on Thursday?
Well, we'll work out. There's clips from, we have some Venezuelan defectors who have gone under oath in a courtroom in Florida and given some testimony about how Smartmatic and Dominion is the same stuff, how none of this can be trusted, everything is rigged from Serbia. These are little clips out of testimony given under oath that is now part of a indictment that we have public that are quite, you know, watch. There's just a minute or two long, most of them. See if any of them interest you.
Our last question. I know you don't have any secret info, but you've been in the center of this. I predicted it. When does Maduro doesn't leave, what, 2 weeks? The U.S. strikes ports, and then they over-respond. We have an excuse to go in, or what's the time frame?
Put it this way. However this is, I'm confident that it will be all resolved one way or another by Christmas. That whatever direction things go would have kicked off before Christmas, and I'm being quite conservative there. I think.
I agree. So America's long surrender is over.
Oh yeah. We're on our heels. We're no longer on our heels. We're on the balls of our feet, and we're moving.
All right, Patrick Byrne. Thank you so much. We got another big guest coming up. Eric Bolling, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit. He was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
In the hellish theater of the 1992 to 1996 siege of Sarajevo, where Bosnian Serb forces encircled the city, the longest urban siege in the history of modern warfare, a grotesque sideshow allegedly unfolded. Reportedly, wealthy foreigners, Italians, Americans, Russians, Canadians, allegedly shelled out 70,000 to 88,000 euros per jaunt, flying from Trieste to Belgrade, then helicoptered to sniper nests in the hills above Sarajevo. Guided by Serbian state security operatives like the convicted war criminal Jovica Stanisic, they took aim at unarmed women, men, and children scurrying along Sniper Alley with premium fees tacked on for the trophy of a child's kill.
Among the evidence is testimony from a former Bosnian military intelligence officer who documented earlier reports of so-called war safaris that came from a Serbian prisoner of war.
Of course, there are documents about this. I remember at least three of them. One is the record of his interrogation. Another is the record of the follow-up interrogation. And the third is an analysis I prepared, which explained the phenomenon of the war safari, a term mentioned for the first time on the Sarajevo battlefield.
Bosnian authorities say they launched an investigation 3 years ago, but it appears to have stalled.
Eyewitness accounts from the era resurfaced in Italian prosecutor Alessandro Gobbi's ongoing Milan investigation, peeling back layers of complicity that reek of untouched privilege. Former U.S. Marine John Jordan, testifying at The Hague in 2007, described the deliberate targeting of the vulnerable. Quote, if a family was walking, it would be the youngest. End quote. Bosnian intelligence officer Edin Subasic, capturing a Serbian soldier in 1993, uncovered the operation's logistics. Weekend rotations, spotters calling shots, victims priced like quarry at auction. Italian military intelligence confirmed the trips in 1994 after Subasic's tip-off, halting them within months, yet no prosecutions followed until now, with journalist Ezio Gavazzini's 17-page dossier naming five Italian suspects and demanding accountability for this peak of depravity.
What we can say is that there were certainly civilians who shot at the people, at the population of Sarajevo, paying for this kind of activity.
U.S. Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna has also launched a parallel probe into American involvement, vowing to drag any implicated elites into the light. The Sarajevo abomination didn't slither from the ether. It's a venomous thread where the powerful have long stalked the powerless for sport. Their wealth, a license to dehumanize. Throughout the 20th century, persistent rumors alleged that European royalty and high aristocracy participated in clandestine human hunts on private estates, treating poachers, trespassers, or abducted locals as live quarry in macabre rituals echoing medieval traditions. Similar claims surfaced in 1950s Bavaria, where a minor Habsburg prince was said to have hosted weekend Jagdspiel on sealed forest tracks with East German refugees allegedly released at dawn for pursuit by rifle-armed guests. Only disappearances and no prosecutions or verified bodies ever materialized, yet the pattern, remote land, absolute privacy, and elite impunity mirrors the Sarajevo safaris, suggesting a continuum of aristocratic blood sport shielded by wealth and silence. The elite's boredom births monsters, and the vulnerable have become mere moving targets in an unending safari of the damned. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're into the fourth hour on this Tuesday, November 18, 2025 transmission. Coming up in about 53 minutes from now, I'm going to be live on Newsmax with the great Eric Bolling, known him for many, many years. You know, great former Fox News host, top host over there at Newsmax, other shows he does, best-selling, two-time New York Times best-selling author and host of the new YouTube show called The Edge, going 15 times faster than all new YouTube shows. I wanted to get him on, though, because he invited me on his show. I said, I'll go on yours. Yeah, I go on mine. To talk about 10 months in Trump, where we are, the Epstein thing, Trump's not connected to anything. It's all the Democrats. Now they're releasing this latest thing, like Trump said today, because it's not going to end now. They just keep demanding more stuff. It's just crazy what the Democratic Party does. Now they have the lowest approval rating ever, the lowest fundraising ever. This is ours to lose in this MAGA civil war that's happening, which I get the different groups fighting with each other and things, but at the end of the day, the left is promoting this. This should not be our main focus because Trump is night and day compared to the Democrats. So, Eric, we've got so many topics and things to cover with you here today, but front and center, what is the state of the American Republic and what is the state of the Trump administration right now from your view? As we know, you're dialed in at the White House and Mar-a-Lago, and you're talking to the whole world. You're talking to everybody. Are we still winning as much as we were when Trump got in 10 months ago, or are we starting to stall out?
Alex, let me just start with, I busted out of that Newsmax hellhole about a year and a half ago as a censorship machine. I left there.
Well, I totally went to Ruddy. Gave me a bio and said Newsmax.
So I go to Ruddy. I said, listen, Mr. Ruddy, I'll continue this show. He offered me another 3-year contract. I said, only if I can deliver the show I want, not the one that you keep censoring. He said, I'm going to have to censor you going forward.
And well, let's start over because I messed up because I love it when I'm wrong because I was giving your bio Newsmax. I apologize. You do so many shows. I watch your shows everywhere.
I can tell you about.
No, let's start over with Ruddy and Newsmax censorship. That's important.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm at RAV now. I'm Real America's Voice now, where I can actually deliver a show that I want to deliver. It goes out to cable, goes out to digital, goes everywhere. It's a much, much better place to be. You can speak my mind here, where there's just a lot of censorship going on at that other place. Anyway, the state of the country, I think we're in a great position. I think we're in a wonderful position. There are things let's be frank. I'll be very transparent. I was the original MAGA. I'm an OG MAGA. Steve Bannon will tell you. They brought me in 2016 to become their commerce secretary. I was brought to Trump Tower. Bannon brought me up, put me in a conference room, said, we want you for commerce secretary. And I said, Steve, I love you. And Reince Priebus came in. He's like, we're going to give Trump your name for commerce. And I said, guys, I'm in the center seat on the five right now. I was doing this every day on the five, doing very well. I loved it. And I said, I respectfully, I'm going to have to decline the offer, but thank you very much. And my point is I've been MAGA, OG MAGA since day one. I think Trump is doing a phenomenal job. I think he saved this country from a slide into socialism twice, not once, but twice. And this time he's doing it more aggressively than the first time. There are certain things I don't love about Trump, but here's the rub right now. MAGA is becoming bifurcated. It's becoming a split in MAGA because there's a certain core MAGA base that just wants to believe every single thing Trump does is the right way to do every single thing. I just don't live that way. I love what he's doing. I think he saved the country. However, I don't like the idea of tariffs. I'm a libertarian through and through. I have since the day I understood what money was about. I don't like tariffs. I think they mess with the free market. I think you're seeing volatility in our markets because of it. Other than that, I would like him focusing on pricing, cost of goods here, and stop worrying about some of the stuff overseas. I will tell you, we are blessed to have Donald Trump in the Oval Office right now versus Kamala Harris, God forbid Joe Biden, or really God forbid Michelle Obama, which I think she's going to want to make a run for it in 28. But that's
totally where we stand. Agree. We're not in a cult, but we know it's light years better as we defend Trump. So Eric Bolling with the top show on New America's Voice is here with us right now talking about this MAGA Civil War. I know when I'm on your show coming up a little bit later, you want to talk about this with MTG and the rest of it. I just think that when Trump disagrees with somebody that's been in his base, just move on because it's only destructive to it, because, he's saying MTG's wrong to want to release these Epstein emails, but suddenly he's now for it. He just admitted he was right. Why create this firestorm?
Well, I think you realize he clearly didn't want it released. No one knows really why he didn't want it released. I've been calling for it to be released, not because I'm against Trump or I have anything negative to Trump. I just think the victims deserve their day in the spotlight, so to speak. This, in fact, find out who the donors were that were part of the whole Epstein issue. So I'm in favor of it being released. I think when Trump realized that there were four Republicans that were going to jump and vote to have it released, he said, well, we should just release it. And he's taking kind of this tack that I'm okay with it going forward. I don't know what's in it, Alex. I know we'll know why it was so difficult to get this thing released. Remember, they ran on it. Trump ran on it. Also, Kash Patel and Pam Bondi, the minute they were appointed in Department of Justice, said we're going to release the full file. They had those little packets they gave away to some influencers. And then they walked it back at some point. I think that really kind of messed with people. I just wanted to – I've said this on my show, Alex. No matter what's in that file, Trump can't be reelected. He's term limited to becoming the 48th president of the United States or continuing his term at 47. He can't do it. We're not going to get a constitutional amendment. The Supreme Court's not going to allow him to do it. So why not just release it? Just release it. No one's going to prosecute an 82-year-old guy for things that happened 25 years ago, right? So just release this stuff. I don't think it's going to affect the midterms. I think this game that they're playing back and forth may have an effect on the midterms. Right now you have MTG sniping at the president, and the president turning around calling her Marjorie Traitor Green or Marjorie Taylor Brown, because when things die, they turn brown. And it's just not healthy for the Republicans, and certainly around 2026. I don't know what the game is. There's something, and Alex, we've known Trump a long time. I've known Trump for 30 years. I was at... Before Celebrity Apprentice, I was at The Apprentice. I've known the guy. I've never seen him reluctant about something like this. Remember when he said I could shoot someone on Fifth, he was running for president, I could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and they'd still vote for me. He was right. And, or John McCain is a loser, I don't like losers. He was right. I don't know what's in it. Who is being protected? I just have a hunch there's high profile, very wealthy donors on both sides who are being protected. And I just want to see it. I want it out there. I don't think it's going to have an effect on Trump.
Well, that's it. Yeah, no, totally
have an effect on someone.
I mean, we know that. Trump is not involved. All the victims, all of it, totally, you know, the emails they release are exculpatory for him. But we know now from my sources, Ratcliffe came to him. Now they're saying it. Speaker of the House, you know, today, oh, national security. That's why I want the Senate to try to block much of these names. No, exactly. It's a bunch of high-powered establishment bankers, university heads, politicians. And so Trump went along with this because he knows the FBI is not going to prosecute him, the DOJ's not anyways, but somehow then turned it into him. How does he get out of that? Because it's a big issue with voters.
I don't know. The only thing I can think of, Alex, is, and I noticed like a couple of days ago, Trump called on Pam Bondi to investigate some Democrats, right? Some Democrats that they're rumored to be on this list. And the only thing I can think of is that if she does open up investigations into these folks, you could technically probably find a reason to redact some names specifically with those investigations, which may include the sensitivities that someone seems to be worried about. I don't think Trump inherently is worried about this. He doesn't worry about those types of things. He's being told, he's being directed to push back on this for a reason. I don't think it's a little cat and mouse game. He says he was playing because he just wanted them to go crazy and then he was going to turn it over and it was going to be a big nothing burger. I think there's a lot that's going to be in this that is going to have people kind of rethinking who they support. I don't mean Trump. I mean other politicians. I mean other titans of business. I think there will be a lot of ripple effects to this going forward. So I don't know why Trump needs to feel he's protecting. So it's not adding up to me, but I'm sure once we see it, if the Senate does agree to release it, they should now because Trump said he's okay with it. And then we'll find out what
that's right. Well, the victims say it's not Trump. They've named who it is. And the victims have done paintings literally of George Soros. We're just showing and others. So, but if you pull back from this, they've had Johnson, they've had others come out and say it's national security. So I think we know the answer there that Trump's own intelligence community is saying, don't bring this out.
Are you saying Israel? Are you saying, I mean, there's a growing belief that there are some Israeli officials on there that the United States is going to try and protect. Israel is becoming, for whatever reason, Israel is becoming the really bifurcated, the issue that's ripping MAGA apart right now. Israel.
No, I agree. Absolutely. That's the civil war in and of itself. Yeah. So I have a clip we'll play in a moment, where there, you have Mike Benz, super smart, you know, worked for Trump administration, ex-pro State Department, explaining, no, the real documents from the State Department that Epstein was State Department that's above the CIA, which we know. So it's bigger than Mossad. It's State Department, the Democrats, Mossad, MI6, but absolutely, and he took over.
Yeah, but why would the Trump administration hold that back? Why would Kash Patel and Pam Bondi say, well, we're going to release this, and at the 11th hour say, well, we're not going to release it after all, if it is, as you point out, or as Mike says, and by the way, brilliant guy, I agree, that the State Department, it's got to be both sides. There has to be sensitivities on both sides. Remember, Biden, the Department of Justice has had that for 4 years and they didn't nail Trump with it. If he was as, you know, bad as the left would like to think he is in this list, they would have been out before the 2024. They did everything. They do everything they could to make sure he wasn't president in 2024. That would have been an easy one to, you know, siphon some votes off, and they couldn't get themselves to do it. There's sensitivities, and I don't know. I think we all deserve to know, and certainly the victims deserve to know as well.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's speculation now. We have Speaker Johnson today saying we want the Senate to block with an amendment releasing a bunch of these names for national security. And then we have Trump saying there's a bunch of innocent people, it'll hurt national security. Because these aren't, you know, convicted people, but still. And then you've got Mike Benz saying, no, I've looked at it, I'm not going to tell you, but this is all State Department stuff, which we know. I mean, the State Department was financing this guy for decades. So that's what this is. And it goes back to, The FBI is covering up Thomas Crooks and all his background, saying there was no footprint.
Right, let's play that. Let's play that a little bit. Let's play that. You and I. Let's game that out, right? So back when Clinton presidency, I guess, would be the State Department under Clinton. Maybe that's where this allegedly.
And then Hillary ran under Obama.
For what end, though? For what end? Okay, so you're using Epstein to get high-profile people in bed with young women and have leverage on them to get them to do what you want. Who and why, right? Okay, so if that's the case, then by all means, let's find out who, right?
No, I agree with you, but it's larger than that. It was an official State Department operation. The girls were like a side issue. They were like, you go to the bar, they got a thing of peanuts there. I'm not putting down what happened to them. I'm saying it was the money laundering. Epstein had up to $2 billion a month going through his bank account, Eric. So I'm saying they were using him as a clearinghouse like Soros. That's why this is happening.
Well, great. Well, let's find out, right? So why would Trump hold back George Soros laundering billions or however many dollars laundering through Epstein?
I totally agree.
It's got to be more than just one side isn't here.
I agree. It should all come out. I agree. It should all come out. I'm explaining why I said this before Trump got back in. This is what I was told. Roger Stone told me right when President Trump was elected, he goes, "You're never getting Epstein." Ratcliffe came to him. And Roger later admitted this. I didn't give the source. He said, I can talk about it later, but he kind of got mad. He was told, this ain't coming out. The CIA says you can't do it. And I agree. Trump should override them and release it.
He can release it. He doesn't even need a congressional. He doesn't need a bill or law. He can have it released. He can instruct Pam Bondi to just release the full entirety of whatever the Epstein file is or isn't. And let
no, you're right. Only the president can do that.
Right. He can. He doesn't need Congress. He doesn't need the Senate. If he wants it released, he could have had it released. My concern is that there's some shenanigans going on to hold back. If you redact one document, Alex, just one document, the whole thing's garbage. The whole thing is garbage, in my opinion. Either release the whole thing or just eat it and say, not going to release it.
Did you see him today with the leader of Saudi Arabia say, I want everything released, but I'm not in charge of it? Because, the Democrats say release it, then both judges block the grand jury stuff that's really the real meat. And so Trump's thing is, I don't control this. Quit telling me to release it. He said, I ordered JFK files. I ordered MLK. He's like, I'm not the one that killed RFK. He literally said, you see that? He's like, so just quit bitching at me.
But he can have it released. I mean, a judge can block it temporarily, but those will go away. I mean, this is constitutional right there. He's the commander in chief. He's got the executive power to instruct the Department of Justice, who works at the behest of the executive branch. He's the top of the executive branch. He can say, Pam, release the whole darn thing unredacted. This goes away unless there are ties.
Let's be clear, Eric Bowling.
The world will get over whatever's in that thing at some point. And is it he wanted to wait till after the midterms? I don't know. That would say Republicans are at risk. Maybe there are a bunch of Republican names on that list that he would lose the House at midterms. That's a possibility too. And he's not thinking of himself. He's thinking of retaining the House. And that may have been part of the game. But we'll never know. We'll speculate, but we'll never really know. My guess, it's their names on both sides of the so high profile, which only tells you we need to know these things. Because we don't want to hold these people in high esteem if they're pedophile creeps, right? We want to remove them, right? So eat it. I mean, it could be a cleansing moment.
All right. Eric Bowling with Real America's Voice. Be sure to check that out, Eric Bowling on X. And I want to be clear, I'm not defending this cover-up. I've been exposing it, predicting it. I'm just trying to put out the questions to Eric, but I totally agree with you about this fiasco. Let's go to two clips. Here is Mike Benz, who's dead on, because we don't need to just believe him, though he's seen the documents. He's been read into it. A lot of this is classified. He works for the president previously and currently doing some work. But this already came out that it was a State Department operation with the CIA and Mossad. And he was being bankrolled. And then with Bill Barr's dad that ran the girls' school and the CIA and all of it. So Trump needs to know they're going to frame him. He's got to release it all. But here's Mike Benz saying, no, the State Department thing is a smoking gun. That's the real files of who he really worked for. Go right to the top. And then we have Mike Johnson going, oh, national security. We need to have a Senate bill that blocks this to cover this stuff up. That's Mike Johnson right there doing it. Then we have Trump at the Oval Office today and yesterday saying no release at all. Here it is.
When you look at, for example, the close relationship between Jeffrey Epstein, the Clinton family, and the Ehud Barak Israeli Labor Party, it is patently clear that if the Central Intelligence Agency and the State Department were to do a sweep of all of their files, communications, records, a simple name trace of Jeffrey Epstein's name, the voluminous scale of the documentation, I think, would be enormous. The State Department rented out a physical property to Jeffrey Epstein personally in the 1990s. You and I can't just get the State Department as our personal landlord after seizing a mansion from the government of Iran. To say nothing of Epstein's work during Iran-Contra with both the U.S. and Israeli side of intelligence through the Adnan Khashoggi link or through what was being done in the 1990s between Bill Clinton and Ehud Barak when he was the prime minister there, to Jeffrey Epstein setting up the Clinton Global Initiative and she goes on to be Secretary of State. For some reason, they are not pursuing this lead and it is maddening to watch from the outside.
All right. Number five, national security concerns, okay? The discharge requires the Attorney General to release within 30 days, quote, classified information to the maximum extent possible. This ignores the principle that declassification should always rest and always has rested with the agency that originated the intelligence. Why? So that they can protect their critical sources and methods. It is incredibly dangerous to demand that officials or employees of the DOJ declassify materials that originated in other agencies, in intelligence agencies.
So they're in full panic mode, Eric Bolling at Real America's Voice. How does Trump extricate himself to something that wasn't his disaster, but he is in many ways telling his supporters, if you question many times the last few months, any Epstein, it's all a hoax, you're not MAGA. He's clarified, no, Epstein's real, but I'm not involved. That is a hoax. What should President Trump do?
I don't know. I don't know why. And clearly, Mike Johnson's been instructed to create a little bit of a smoke screen. Maybe it's so that Pam Bondi can pull and redact some documents to protect some people. I just don't understand why. You know, you have to ask yourself, and Benz is brilliant, but what was Epstein doing to... So the girls were used as honeypots to get influential men and people, I think women too, in bed with these girls so they would shut up if they ever wanted to talk. And while they knew that Epstein was running a money laundering operation, maybe seems very convoluted. You can launder money a lot easier than implicating a bunch of people who may or may not be on board as well. There's easier ways to launder $1 billion, $2 billion, especially if you're Mossad or the United States deep state actors. And then why would Pam Bondi and Cash Patel promise the full release of everything they have? Everything. They didn't say, we'll give you partials and here's some. They said, we're going to give you the whole thing. And then when they started digging into it, they decided, well, maybe we couldn't or we shouldn't release this, and they started walking it back. At that point, it's just cleanse MAGA right now. Cleanse MAGA. Take this away from the Democrats, because you know they're going to use this. They're going to use the bifurcation. They're going to use Marjorie Taylor Greene against Trump. They're going to use Trump against, you know, those, the folks that are pushing to have it released in there. It's so unhealthy for the party, especially going into a very, very
important... No, I agree.
Year.
I told if Trump he doesn't a year win ago, terms, I
he's,
said you
he's
cannot...
Lame, he's lame duck, Alex. He's lame duck if he doesn't get the House in 12 months. He's lame duck. I mean, he didn't want that either. So let's figure it out. Let's get through this now, right? I'm sorry, I cut you off.
No, you're totally right. I need Trump to succeed. I know he's involved. And you look at Pam Bondi and Cash Patel and Bongino, and all the responses are the very like hole-in-ones, but reverse. The worst thing you do to act guilty when there's no evidence. So... obviously, behind the scenes, there's a lot of pressure going on here. And they need to understand, you should fear the people and the election more than the deep state. Just go to full war, I think is what you're saying.
I'm saying, you know, you drank too much. I don't know if you drink. You drank too much in when you're a young guy. You drink too much, and you know you got to throw up. And you're miserable. You're just horrible. You're miserable, and you just don't want to throw up. And then you finally throw up. And you feel better, and you get beyond it. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. And then you heal. You get better faster. Otherwise, he needs to get through this. Just release it. No matter how bad it is, somehow.
I don't know if it's censorship's happening or what, but Eric, we just lost your audio. Hold on, we gotta go to, perfectly, a break was already set. Not a conspiracy to shut him down, we always go to break at 28:50 for 28 years. So, it's the same syndicated show for 28 years, but we're not censoring Eric Bowling, I promise he'll come right back, we'll hear what he has to say. Netanyahu just made the call, he had a satellite. Shut that down. Ben Shapiro, hold on. Ben, shut it down? All right, I'll shut Eric Bowling down.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexjonesstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra Methylene Blue and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be shut down. They have a state receiver. It's going to be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend. Special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide.
Hey, Chase. Good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Alex Jones. Patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger. Faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I walk
along the avenue. All right, well, I love the fact that Eric Bowen's microphone cut out and we had to go to break at the same time. People are going to say, whoa, Jones or Netanyahu called, they shut that down. We do not want you to hear this information, but Eric's back. The top host over at Real America Voice. So, looking at this, you were saying, right when your audio cut out, that no matter how bad it is, Trump's got to release it all. Well, I've already studied this. First person to break it almost 20 years ago. There's nothing there. It's all Democrats, as Trump said. So I agree. He has to release everything now. What else does Trump need to do to ensure we win these midterms coming up, Eric Bowen?
I think the thought that just got kind of clipped towards the end, I'm not sure if it was our side, is that when you're sick and you're worried about throwing up, you finally get sick and you start to heal once you get sick.
No, that part
and
got out. No, I've been drunk plenty in college and stuff, and you finally puke, you feel better.
You can start working on getting better. They need to get that through. I think right now, I just personally think Trump should drop all his foreign policy stuff, stop bombing boats in Venezuela, in the waters coming over from Venezuela. Just focus on getting prices down. We've got a real gift here. Oil prices are $60 a barrel. They averaged $92 a barrel under Joe Biden. It's 50% or 33% cheaper. Now, that means prices should be coming down. The White House, the administration, has to get into these companies and say, guys, your input costs are coming down. The cost for fuel is one of the major inputs on
anything
in America.
The companies are using inflation as a cover to gouge.
To get a better profit. Correct, Alex. They're keeping their prices high, and it's costing them less to produce, and they're fattening their profit margins. Get the administration to say, we have anti-gouging laws in this country. Get your prices down. Your input costs are going down. Pass it along to the consumer, because if you go into the midterms with inflation where it is right now, you're going to have a hard time. I don't care what the number is. It's what Americans are feeling right now. If you bring these prices down for food, not just energy, but for food, you will go a long way to
No, I totally agree. He's going after the beef monopoly. He also blasts big, fat, rich insurance companies that literally wrote Obamacare as a screw job. More of this, right, Eric?
100 million%, not just beef though. Do it everywhere. Go into Kellogg's and say, reduce your cereal prices. We got the price of energy down. It costs a lot of energy that goes into cultivating corn for your cereals. Wheat. Get all these prices down. Go to Pepsi Cola. Go to Coke. Go to Apple. Hey, Apple, I know you promised to do your thing here in the next couple of years. You may or may not actually do it. In the meantime, why don't you reduce the price of an iPhone thanks to Trump? Right?
Eric, you just hit something key here. I don't know if you saw this, but 6 months ago, a bunch of reports came out that were buried only in Consumer Reports and in industry reports that corporations were piggybacking on this and saying, we're going to hurt Trump by not lowering prices and fattening profits. And there were also examples like Hallmark, based in the Midwest, sent out messages to all their customers and to their employees to tell people, sorry, Hallmark cards are double priced because of Trump. They have nothing to do with tariffs. All their products made here. So definitely, definitely they're working corporations to keep prices high to set Trump up and kill the recovery.
It's twofold. Yeah, to set Trump up, kill the recovery, threefold, kill the recovery, but also they're using the high inflation under Bidenomics, the prices, they're called sticky on the way down. This is what I've been doing this my whole life from Wall Street. Prices move up real fast with costs. You have input costs, whether it's fuel or insurance or labor, whatever the cost of an input to produce a good
raw material.
Prices go up fast. Raw materials and labor goes up fast. Rent, whatever it is, goes up fast. On the way down, when prices, it's called sticky. So they price input costs go down, but their pricing comes down at the retail level much slower. That fattens their profit. They use that as a shield to make bigger profit. Maybe they're not political. Maybe they're just greedy fat cats that want to make more money because their stock prices will go up when they report earnings next quarter. But they're using it.
But if the country tanks, with $20 trillion investment coming in,
then they screw
themselves.
I'll throw something here, Alex. I'll do something for you on your show. Howard Lutnick is the worst person in the whole Trump administration, number one. Number two, the worst commerce secretary in the history of America, because he should be doing this thing. He can only think of how can I tax more by getting more tariffs. That's his only game. He's got no other game. What he should be doing is going to every single industry, every single sector, food, power, electricity, insurance, housing.
And they listen to the president. They'll do what he says.
Tell them, reduce your margins. They're too high. You're using, and it's hurting the Trump administrations, so we have our eye on you. You want to play games with us, we'll play with you. But Howard Lutnick isn't smart enough to do it.
No, I know you're a smart economist. We should mention that, not just a former professional baseball player and a top Fox host. So I study economics, not like you, but you're absolutely right. Saudi Arabia, when Trump snaps, they do what he says. Oil companies do what he says. But we've got to go down to all the hundreds of other sectors.
Hundreds of sectors, companies, products, one by one. You got 2 million people working in the government. You probably have 30,000 people in the Commerce Department. Have them banging the CEOs of every one of these major corporations to lower your margins. They're too fat right now. You're going to do great for your constituents, but we're not happy with you. The American people, we risk losing. That's where you need prices to come down. I don't care what you say at election time, especially midterms.
No, I agree. I said that. I said that last Friday. I said it is all about $35 cheeseburgers and 50-year mortgages. What a horrible idea.
Again, he's being advised by the worst commerce secretary in the history of commerce and maybe one of the worst economists. I mean, you need someone who understands business in the Commerce Department, running the Commerce Department. I think Scott Bessent is fine. Hassard is fine. They're fine. They're playing the game. But where the rubber hits the road with this one especially is commerce. You need these industries to start reducing their profit margins. They're too fat because we need to win the midterms or you're going to get Democrats. You're going to get a socialist in there and then they'll really hate
Give us the message that Trump and his service should be giving to the Fortune 500, the Fortune 2000, really. It's a very simple call. It's all going to collapse. You're going to lose everything. You want a place to spend your money. Here's what you're going to do. And historically, these corporations actually listen to the president. I mean, he should even say, how about profit for stockholders, no profit for executives this year. Take one for the team. What does the president say? It's not to bring money in and have them build factories. That takes a few years. He has to go in now and say, cut prices.
Yeah, it's the whole idea of, you know, this tariff situation is going to bring manufacturing back. There are a lot of CEOs who I'm sure are telling Trump they're going to build $1 trillion plant or $500 billion plant as soon as possible, which would happen after 2028 most likely. And they can pull the plug on all those ideas. They're just trying to curry favor with the president. I would say take your Commerce Department. I would get 500 employees speed dialing every one of the CEOs of the Fortune 2000, whatever it is, the biggest companies in the world who are producing goods and products for the United States consumer, and say, the president wants you to drop your margins. Not ask you to lose money. Just drop the margins to the level that he's created for you. In other words, lower energy, lower input costs, lower energy prices cost means it's cheaper to develop food and
yeah, we're not stupid. We've cut the main inputs. You're cheating. We've cut the main inputs. Absolutely. Right. Yeah.
And it's either you're doing it too much and it could be some sort of illegal activity of gouging, or you're not doing it to a gouging level, but you're going to piss off the president. We're going to lose the midterms. And by the way, you lose the midterms, you might lose the presidency in 28. You might get a socialist in the office because that's the way the Democrats are going, straight to socialism. And what happens then? Then socialism takes over. Your free market's cooked. Your consumer is cooked. There will be no more profit margins for you, and the economy will probably tank. So wake the hell up. You're being foolish to pull a profit in the next quarter or two, and you might sacrifice the rest 20 years to do so.
This is the smartest thing I've heard in months. You're absolutely right. And I know the corporations I talked about, they're not getting any messages, and they're using this as an excuse to make big profits, where they're going to kill the golden goose if they don't do it. This has to happen like right now.
Clip the segment, send it into the admin. They'll get it to Lutnick. Maybe he'll wake the hell up.
Well, what is Trump's deal? I mean, Lutnick's a likable guy, but you're right. Why is he like the golden boy?
New York billionaire. Trump's known him a long time. I've known him for 30 years as well. He's not a good guy. He's a greedy, cocky, self-centered, couldn't give a crap about anyone else besides Howard Lutnick. And if you need to figure that out, if you don't believe me, just go back to what happened after 9/11 when his company, Cantor Fitzgerald, was at the top of the World Trade Center, came down. He wasn't there, but refused to come up with the health benefits for the folks of the 200 or 300 employees that died in working for him in the World Trade Center until he was forced to.
Did that include his brother?
His brother, I believe, passed away in that accident as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Sure, did he deny his brother's benefit as well?
Probably not. I mean, I'm sure he didn't deny his own benefits, but the families of the people who lost in the World Trade Center that were working for Cantor Fitzgerald had to sue, and they won to get Howard Lutnick's company to pay for their funeral costs and health benefits, which is insane. If you remember back that, I mean, I had friends that worked at Cantor. I had friends that worked in the World Trade Center. We were doing everything we could for those poor folks that lost loved ones in that moment. But
anyway, I'd forgotten. So I saw that. I know you were there. Yeah. Lutnick tried to divide basic insurance for the dead people at his company.
Yeah. No, he was until he was forced to. You know, and then, you know, and people forget. People have short memories. It's fine. Maybe he changed. Maybe he's a great guy now. I don't know. I will tell you, I think he's a terrible Commerce Secretary. I would just tell you, he's never been good at anything except, you know, what's in it for himself. And this is him. This, you know, tariffs became his baby. Trump likes him, and he's riding this wave. But do something, because tariffs are, they may not even get to keep the tariffs. Who knows? But
I was
do
about
something
to ask,
else. Help fix the
economy. What do you think the Supreme Court's going to do on tariffs?
You know, if the Supreme Court ends up calling them a tax, which a lot of people call them taxes, then they won't be able to keep it, because only Congress can levy taxes. They have the power of the purse. If they call it some sort of, you know, executive authority to enhance trade in America, it depends on how the Supreme Court reads it. Personally, I just wish it would go away, because you mess with the best market, the free market in America, it created the most wealthy nation in the history of the world by 10 or 20 fold. And why are we messing with that? Just let it happen. Yeah. Does it cost more to send a good over there to China than here? Yes. But in China, they can pay a worker $500 a month and they sleep in barracks. I mean, we don't have that luxury to do that. We don't have that. We have rules against that. So yeah, it's going to cost more in different directions, but the free market always figures out a way. If there's a cheaper way to do it, free market will have competition come in and do it in a cheaper way. The bottom line is, conservatives hate taxes, right? Tariffs are taxes. Let's just call it what it is, but they want to call it a tariff so it doesn't sound like a tax, but it's a tax. Taxing goods coming into the country. I'm against all taxes.
Well, you're definitely a smart guy. I'm about to be on your show on Real America's Voice, Eric Bolling on X. What are you asking me?
Same thing. Let's do this. Let's do it over again. Let's do it in reverse, and I'll get the Alex Jones, the live Alex Jones opinion on all these things. But you can't use any curse words on Real America's Voice, because we're still cable, we're digital cable and satellite, but we have a couple of rules.
Well, don't worry, I
didn't curse. All right. It's always, Alex, it's really good to be with you. We've been hanging out for, what, 20 years or so. I remember seeing Alex in the Trump Hotel a bunch of times and coming on shows together. Really good working with you, my friend.
And listen, you're coming to Trump with him from a place of love. You know, MTG, I think she overall means well. I think you overresponded. But I think she's looking for an exit out. I think she's scared of the Democrats. They get back together and try to put her in prison. My gut level, she hasn't told me this, I think MTG is trying to get out.
You know, I think MTG, and I can kind of feel for where she is. And she was really, really super pro-Trump. When he was looking for folks, and, you know, there were times where there were some dark days after 2020. She was always there. She was always there. And so maybe she feels a little abandoned, but I think both of them are taking it a little too far, to be honest with you, Alex.
Yeah, no, I don't think she's a traitor.
Mm-mm. She's not a traitor. She's not a traitor. And you can disagree with Trump and not, I disagree with Trump on tariffs. I'm not a traitor. I love him. I'm thrilled he's the president. I'm thanking God he's the president. You can disagree with policy and still believe, you know, in the mission, America first, MAGA, you can still believe in that. And I do. So I think her issue with Epstein, it got a little blown out of proportion, especially if this thing gets released. I mean, he's going to turn around and say, well, we're going to release it anyway. So why are you fighting then? Guys, can you please kiss
him? Well, yeah, she's calling her a traitor for saying release this latest crap, because he said today there's never an end to the Epstein files. There's all these suits and criminal cases and emails. And so he's like, release it all. I don't give a crap. But then he's calling her a traitor for saying release it, and now he's endorsing releasing it. Why not just, you know, look, it hurt when they ran Elon out because he was making such giant cuts. The Republican establishment did it. I told listeners, I said, this is going to hurt Trump. They're like, oh, no, you need to just stick with Trump and be in a cult. I'm like, no, it was dumb. Now he's trying to bring Elon back, and Elon doesn't even want to come back. And it was just like, stop running off the champions that are going to tell you the truth.
So I'm saying, is she going to join? Is Elon going to go through that, the America Party?
No, he's dropped that. He's back with Trump. I mean, you know that. But no, I mean, yeah,
is she going there? I don't know what her end game is, right? So I hear Laura Loomer wants to primary her in Georgia. Laura's a pro-Trump, but she's had issues with Trump too. It's just not healthy for the.
No, I was about to say, I'm going to be completely honest, and it's a stereotype, but it's true. And it's Laura Loomer, and I know Laura forever, known her 15 years, whatever, but 10 or 12, whatever it is. She's the reason this happened. She goes to Trump. She got the fight going. She has a hard on for MTG, and she's just the ultimate drama queen. And she is just—it's just completely mindless.
Well, I mean, I don't know if she's drama queen. One of her big issues is Israel. Israel seems to be the, for whatever reason, both sides are using Israel to further their cause. So there's, you know, on one side there's Tucker and Fuentes and Candace Owens. On the other side, Shapiro, Bill O. So Laura took issue with MTG because she felt MTG and Tucker were being too tough on Israel at some point, and they just blew up. The two of them just blew up over Israel. And now anything that they can find, you know, that divides the two of them, they're taking shots.
No, I agree. The main issue, other than Epstein, and people should be more concerned about cost of living and World War III. I agree with you. And Trump keeps saying that's what he's focused on. He is. But you have Shapiro like, how dare Steve Bannon, if I get the clip ready, how dare Steve Bannon say Nick Fuentes defeated Dinesh D'Souza in his Middle East debate? Doesn't mean we agree with what Nick Fuentes says. Everybody agreed he won that debate. Oh, now Ben Shapiro is like biting off more than he can chew. Now he's moved on from Tucker and MTG. And now he's moved on to Steve Bannon, who's pro-Israel. That's what I'm saying is there's this neocon, old guard Republican attempt to try to take over the Republican Party, which only turns people against Israel. I'm not anti-Israel. Israel should not be a central issue here. I mean, do you get my take on that?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And it's almost becoming a little, it's not becoming okay to be anti-Semitic, but it's now becoming okay to be anti-Israel. You may not like what they're doing in Gaza and Hamas, but now, if you're not okay with it, now they're all of a sudden becoming, you know, the new Hitler. Everything gets blown up.
Let's just say it. It is now very safe to be Hitler. It's worse than just it's okay to be in Israel. It is now the obsession, which, I mean, I'd literally talk about China manipulating Venezuela and half my people go, you're covering up for Israel. Like, no, China's a major power, guys. Like, the only thing in the universe is not Israel is my point.
Yeah, look, it's bizarre how Israel has such a huge impact on people's emotions here, especially it's dividing the right. For a long time it was the right supported Israel. The left could give a crap about Israel. We realized on the right that Israel's a huge ally in the Middle East. They keep their eye on Iran, Saudi Arabia, some of the other radical Muslim countries in the Middle East. We wanted them to be strong and pro-American. Now it's like half the right doesn't agree with that. It's going to be a tough one.
And then Israel lobby comes in and tries to bully people, making themselves the villain. That's my point is, we can criticize Israel or whatever all day long. Exactly. It should not be the main central issue. Here's Ben Shapiro. Now you ain't ready for your own show. Ben Shapiro is now crashing out on Steve Bannon. I remember the full interview. I saw this because he asked to air our debate. he just said, I don't give a dick, Fuentes and a bunch of stuff, but he, you know, the Middle East, boy, he schooled D'Souza. They cut it there and make it look like it's again. Now Ben Shapiro wants to take on Steve Bannon. Like, dude, stop. Here it is.
Here was Steve Bannon over the weekend, for example, praising Nick Fuentes. Again, the reason this is happening, we should point out, is because there is an attempt to glaze pretty much everybody who is on the anti-Israel, and yes, Fuentes is just an anti-Semite, anti-Semitic side, in order to shift policy priorities away from what President Trump is attempting to do.
Alex Jones had a debate with Nick Fuentes and Dinesh D'Souza, and you see right there the laziness, the lack of argument, their attitude that they just own this. Fuentes takes this guy apart brick by brick. It's a full takedown. It's a full takedown because the kid shows up. He's prepped. He's ready. Not only is he on point and he's always on attack, he happens to have something called facts, and he just overwhelms Dinesh. Dinesh goes back, and it shows you this old guard who has nothing.
And that was out of context. So in closing, Eric Bolling, this is not a good place to be.
No, and it's kind of our fault. The talking heads on the right now, taking shots at each other. Instead of, you know, agree to disagree on Israel and Epstein, it's like, if you are not my side, you either hate Trump and you hate everything he's about, or Trump's a radical or on the other side saying Trump should be perfectly able and capable of doing anything he wants in the world. There's no middle ground, and there's no, you know, I disagree with where he is on these certain topics, but I still believe in him. No, it's either you gotta hate him or love him. It's worship Trump
and question nothing, even though most of his administration, or he's totally mad. It's retarded. Thank God he's in. Imagine 30 seconds, I don't get ready for the show. What will we under if Kamala was in power right now?
We'd have Kamala in power. We'd have socialism raging, ramping up throughout the country. We're fortunate we had 4 years of Trump, and hopefully 4 years of whoever takes over for Trump. I don't know. I'm not even positive it's J.D. Vance yet. There's others that could be smart, but we need to win. Alex, the only thing that matters right now, 1 year from now, midterms, only thing.
I agree. All right. How do people find your show coming up? In just mere minutes.
America's Voice. Find Alex Jones, a real America's Voice. You can find it everywhere, digital, on some cable networks, on some satellite networks, but it's real America's Voice.
I know, you're on in Alex like 4 minutes. We'll talk to you soon. Eric Bolling, thank you.
All right, buddy. Talk to you. Bye.
A real discussion. His frustration is mine. It's like you're either total Trump or you're hate Trump, or you talk about Israel all day, and it's just like, I'll talk about Israel I need to, but holy Toledo, folks. There's a lot more going on than there's that. And look, I'll take Israel to the woodshed all day long. Anybody else, our own government, you name it. It's just, whenever I talk about China, that is the big thing we're dealing with, they're cutting off all our rare earth minerals. None of the computers, cars, none of it works without it. I mean, we got big stuff going down here. So we're going to spend our time some on China. That's because I work for Israel. Good to see you now. All right, seriously, going to break. Ending the transmission for me. Harrison Smith takes over. The War Room, 36 p.m. Find the feeds on Rumble. Relic shows on X. Harrison Smith, all that. Really powerful broadcast. Harrison's always been great, but he just gets better and better. And support our broadcast, because I'm not funded by Netanyahu or Qatar or the Chi-Coms or the Globalist. I'm funded by you at thealexjonesstore.com. The widest selection of the very best supplements, the Ultra Methylene Blue. But here is the new big sale. Until next Monday at midnight, on top of all the other discounts that are there, $10 off at checkout automatically. Even just buy a ball cap or t-shirt, $10 off. That makes a bunch of the stuff basically lost leaders. An insane deal right now. But I know when you try the Methylene Blue or the Irish Sea Moss or any other supplements, you're going to love them so much. We have an over 80% reorder on the Methylene Blue, 77% on the other supplements. Nobody has that. So I'm like a drug dealer trying to get you to try the crack just once, except this is good crack. It's good for you. Yeah, you know, drug dealers hand out free drugs. Well, this is, we're selling to you right at the price point here, folks, because it's so good. Get it all now, thealexjonesstore.com. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funds or Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.